is a WCLT sports presentation.
Here he goes.
It's time for the high school football game of the week.
He's got a man open.
On K98.7.
High school.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licky Memorial Health Systems, Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center, Lashley Tractor Sales, Mike's Roofing, and Win Waste Innovations.
Touchdown!
This is high school football on K98.7.
From Walter J. Hodges Stadium at Granville High School, it is playoff time here on the gridiron as the Granville Blue Aces play host to the Dover Crimson Tornadoes in week one of playoff action in this 2024 postseason. Hi, everybody. Brian Mays, Garrett Wandel. Should be an interesting matchup between a couple of powerhouses in Division III, Region 11. Dover comes in with a record of 7-3, losing last week to their arch rival New Philadelphia, 42-24 in the 121st meeting of that great rival matchup in Tuscarawas County. Granville comes in 9-1, 4-1 in the LCL Buckeye with their only loss to Licking Valley on the road. They took care of Mount Vernon in Week 10 handily, 53-14. Granville is the sixth seed in this very, very tough region, and Dover comes in as the 11th seed. But the elephant in the room, Garrett, has to be what we're going to see at quarterback tonight with the Blue Aces.
Yeah, Granville going to be down. Their starting quarterback they've had the past two seasons, senior Beckett Long. So we're going to be seeing Jackson McMillan coming in. So I expect, you know, a lot run-heavy offense out of the Blue Aces here tonight, leaning on the offensive line, and then also seeing just a combination of just the running game, right? Well, we haven't really seen Kyle Kirby get involved too much in the running game this year as much as he was last year. Obviously, he's been a little banged up here throughout the season, but I expect him to maybe be a little bit more involved than what he has been throughout the season if they, you know, hopefully are going to take down the Crimson Tornadoes today.
Well, it's tough to replace over 3,000 yards and 31 touchdowns in just one game, but to have Kirby come back after missing the last couple of weeks with a couple of injuries should pay dividends. But Dover probably comes into this game, they're still smarting from their loss to their arch rival, the Quakers, but they probably come into this road contest feeling they've got a really great shot to steal one on the road because of the change with Granville's offense. So, again, how do you think it probably went this week with the Blue Aces? You knew as soon as it happened Friday night, okay, now we've got to make the adjustments. So it's got to be the leadership on this ball club to see how they turn it around.
Yeah, other guys are going to have to step up here for the Blue Aces. You know, this is lots of seniors on this team. I think those guys on the offensive line are going to step up big time tonight for Granville. I always feel like the offensive line is kind of just a thing that we've been taking for granted for Granville the past couple years when they've had these really great stretches. And I think tonight it's just going to be on full display how great they really are. And those guys, it's really just going to come down to just the battle in the trenches, you know, if they are able to run the football, you know, take that early pressure off that young quarterback, you know, and really, you know, win those first and second down plays, you know, and if you are put in third down situations, keep it out of third and long, you know, don't make it, you know, third and obvious passing situations, and, you know, you are eventually going to have to pass the football in this game, most likely. If you are Granville, you can't be totally one-dimensional, but ease McMillan into the game. You don't want him, you know, forcibly, you know, make him pass the football. So I think it's big here too. You know, Dover does receive the open kickoff. They need this Granville defense, which has also been so great all year long, only giving about 10 points per game, 3 shutouts. Most points they've given up was 22, and they're only lost to the Panthers. They need to also come up really big here tonight to help out their young quarterback and their offense.
It's the Blue Aces and the Tornadoes tonight in the first game of the 2024 playoffs. Up next, we'll hear from Granville head coach Heath Hinton as you're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
I don't know how I'm going to get this project finished. Wrenches keep breaking, the lawnmower just cut my extension cords, and I could really use a skid steer loader.
Go to the ER.
What are you talking about, honey? Go to the ER.
Go to the ER.
Go to the ER? But I'm not hurt, just frustrated.
Not the emergency room. Go to ER. Weekend Warrior Equipment Rental for all the tools and help you need. Equipment and pricing listed at WWERohio.com or stop in at Weekend Warrior Equipment Rental in Thornville.
Coaches often explain a loss by saying their players failed to protect the quarterback.
What is that?
Protecting your assets is important in life as it is in football. I'm Brett Boyer from Boyer Insurance, and our team is here to provide the coverage for your life's fumbles. So if your zone gets flooded or an employee injures their backfield, you can recover. Stay on the ball with the help of our team at Boyer Insurance in Zanesville and Coshocton and online at BoyerINS.com.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center and Lashley Tractor Sales, here on K98.7.
Coach, always an exciting time of the year. You get ready for the postseason. You get to host the first-round playoff game. But first, let's recap the season. 9-1, 4-1 in the league. And overall, your thoughts on this Blue Aces ball club headed into the playoffs?
Yeah, I think we're battle tested. I think, you know, we've had some adversity, you know, just losing some players, you know, along the way, but our kids have made the best of their opportunity, the kids that come in for them. So, really, really happy for those kids that kind of made an impact. Maybe were, you know, not a starter, but playing some special teams or guys who were JV kids and then playing a little varsity too. And now they're stepping up into a varsity role here late in the season because of injuries and stuff. And, really proud of those kids, really proud of what our, offensive line, defensive line has done. And like I said, our guys have stepped in, our playmakers have made plays, because of those guys, either the defensive linemen have kept guys off the linebackers to make plays or forced bad passes or, you know, our offensive lineman has created running lanes or kept our quarterback clean. So, I'm really proud of those guys. Probably don't get enough, you know, praise and stuff in the newspaper and the radio, but those guys up front, I think they make us click.
And the leadership of this ball club, after you had that tough loss on the road to Looking Valley, it's always interesting to see how teams respond. And okay, we'll be honest, they weren't two of the more tougher opponents at the end of the year, but the team, it seemed to me, Coach, regrouped and said, okay, we lost a tough one. Let's go out and get these next two and get ready for the postseason.
Yeah, you know, I think our that leadership, you know, from the top down has been really good. And from our coaching staff through our seniors, upperclassmen, I think we regrouped a little bit. We had the liquor wounds there and figure out what we had left in us. And I thought we, you know, came out and performed. Now Licking Valley is a really, really good team that exposed us in some areas that you give them a lot of credit for. But the next 2 weeks, I thought our team played well and they were focused on practice and ready to make a deep playoff run for us.
So Beckett will be out on Friday. You have a Jackson coming in who has had some playing experience and playing time. Just your thoughts about him going into this matchup and what you're hoping he'll be able to do Friday night.
The quarterback, you know, started on JV team the last 2 years, also comes in and been our guy who filled in for Becky when he needed to, you know, during the games. And, really proud of his practice performance this week and his opportunity to make everything, to try to do the right things. I think he's preparing himself in the right manner.
And does it help a little bit because he is a pitcher on the baseball team? So, I mean, you got to take the ball and deliver that way. I don't care what sport you're talking about. Baseball, yeah. On the mound, quarterback, you got to take the ball. So does that help with him a little bit into this matchup?
You know, I think for him, you know, sometimes you got to stand out there alone. You got to, you know, on a pitching mound and do that kind of stuff. You know, you're all by yourself. You got to, you know, deliver those pitches in there. So I think hopefully he's poised enough. I know he feels like, you know, a lot of those guys around him, they have his back, they're pretty positive with him, and I think those guys will make his job hopefully a lot easier.
You mentioned the line, they'll have to play well on Friday night, and do you lean on Theo Talbot a little bit more as well?
Oh, we'll lean on a lot of guys. You know, I think hopefully our, you know, we can still throw the ball and still run the ball with enough purpose there to open up some play action stuff. So, Theo's been a really good back for us all year. You know, he's a great competitor too, also playing both ways. So he's going to do a good job for us. All the other guys, you know, the wide receiver that blocks down the field and our H-back and our Y's, you know, sometimes come in and block for us and block for those guys. You know, I think they'll play really well.
So Dover comes in, always, at least the last several years, kind of a high powered offense, and they get into some shootouts. I know Coach Dix has been there, I think, around 30 years, but yeah. Just on word of mouth and also scouting, what did the Tornadoes bring to the table Friday?
Well, you know, they do bring a really good passing game, a really good quarterback in, some big offensive linemen also play defense, but they, you know, they're pretty high powered. I give you that. They have some skilled guys that can stretch the field. And they like I said, their passing game is really good. So I don't know if we played anybody with that type of caliber of quarterback that throws the ball that well and can run the ball too. So it should be a great matchup for us.
Being at home on Friday night, how big is that going to be for you and the ball club?
Yeah, I think it's awesome. I always, you know, you work all season to try to get two home games at the end. You know, wasn't able to do that this year. At least having one extends our seniors and those and as underclassmen one more opportunity to play, you know, to play on our field. So I think that's a big move for us, and we don't have to travel. And this time of year, it's always good to play at home. So, and that's kind of what the playoff history has been now with this format.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on J98.7.
Hey, this is Chris from K-Steps Auto Body in Granville and Johnstown. One of the really neat things about our business and about our company is we fix some really cool cars. At K-Steps, electric vehicles are nothing new to us. We've been fixing them for years. We've been Tesla certified for a number of years. And we're Lucid and we're Rivian certified as well. So if you drive an electric car, no worries. There's someone here in Licking County that knows how to fix them. K-Steps Auto Body in Granville, Johnstown, and online at k-steps.com.
K-Steps, quality you can trust.
Hot shingles need nailed? We admit that our advertising is raising a few eyebrows, but that's the point. At Mike's Roofing, we want you to think about your roof, your windows, and your siding. Paying attention to these things can make a big difference in the value of your home. A small change today can pay for itself in energy savings tomorrow. Mike's Roofing is Licking County proud, voted by their customers to pass 4 years the best of the best. Best roofer, cider, and window company. Hot shingles need nailed? Mike'sRoofing.net. Now, back to high school football. Brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on K98.7.
Back here at Granville, getting ready for the Blue Aces and the Tornadoes from Walter J. Hodges Stadium as week 11 of this regular season, now into the postseason, gets underway. Both bands performing here in the pregame, and now both teams are getting ready for play tonight. We talked earlier tonight before we came on air about the Dover quarterback, a dual-threat quarterback that really this Granville defense has not seen a lot of. Well, you mentioned Rogers at Licking Valley, but a true dual-threat quarterback, I don't know that they've seen that all season long.
No, yeah, this is probably going to be their highest level quarterback play that they've seen so far this year. You know, Rogers, of course, at Licking Valley is great, but he's not really kind of their focal point in their offense like how Judkins is for Dover here. You know, looking at him, you know, he's only 5'7" listed at 180, so not the biggest guy in the pocket. But that can also make it harder to keep track of him, too. So, yeah, he's going to be running around. He's going to be testing those eyes of those Granville defenders. So I'm going to suspect, you know, Granville's defense probably going to put a spy on him, most likely, you know, maybe Kirby, somebody, you know, give him a nice lick early in the game to make him think twice, you know, about, you know, tucking it and run. So that would be my strategy to try to pinch-in Judkins. But, you know, easier said than done. But this is definitely, yeah, probably the best quarterback that Granville has gone up against all season long.
Did have 8 sacks last week against New Philadelphia and reportedly even had a headbutt at one of the Quaker linemen and got a 15-yard unsportsmanlike. So he might have a little bit of a temper as well. We'll see what happens tonight as that Blue Aces defense tries to put the pressure on. Let's pause for 10 seconds on the station identification on the High School Football Game of the Week on K98.7.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week on WCLT, W254-CT Newark, K98.7.
Brian Mays, Garrett Wandle, it's playoff football here on Kate 98.7. The Blue Aces will kick it off to start this first quarter, and we'll be going left to right to start action. Actual fall football weather. It took 11 weeks to get here, but here we are. Very little wind, if any at all, at the moment. Temperature will be dropping down into the low 40s, and we are getting set. Bodie Shopes will kick it away for the Blue Aces to get things started, trying to make another postseason run, and it starts tonight right here on Tate 98.7. Here's the kick, and it's a boomer. It will go into the end zone for a touchback, so Dover will start out first and 10 at their 20-yard line. This is the second all-time matchup between these two ball clubs. The first one was way back in 2012, also in the playoffs. That game played up at Crater Stadium, the home of the Tornadoes, and Dover came out on top of that one, 27-24. So here come the Tornadoes, averaging about 40 points a game. Jack Judkins is the quarterback, and he will get the handoff to his top running back for maybe about a yard pickup. That is Dalen Clark, and the Blue Aces front four getting it done on that first play.
Yeah, we talked about this Granville defense a little bit in the pregame. I mean, their defense, it's just been a staple of these teams the past couple of years. Just very, very elite defenses, and it's going to be led by those big guys up front, that defensive line.
Five wide on this second down and 9, and it's a quick out and making a couple guys miss, but still not a lot of pickup. That's Clark once again, and it'll be third and long for the Tornadoes.
Yeah, good start here for the Blue Aces on defense. Seems like Dover trying to, I think, soften up that Granville defense, kind of just feeling it out here on these first couple plays. Obviously for them, what they're trying to do is get their skill guys out in the open field and use their speed against this Granville defense.
Just a 2-yard pickup, so it's third and 7 from the Dover 23-yard line, just underway. Judkins to throw. Nobody open. Now finally breaks free, and he's got a man getting the first down and more up to the 40, 45, and up to the 47-yard line. That's Caden Shy. He got a 59-yard touchdown in the loss to New Philly last week, but he gets a big first down on a 3rd and 7.
Yeah, that time it was just a good job by Judkins in that offensive line. You know, he wasn't under a ton of pressure there, but he moved up in the pocket, bought himself a few extra seconds, able to find his receiver across the middle and keep this drive going, which is really big here, avoiding the 3-and-out here on the opening drive.
Pickup of 26. It's 1st and 10 now for Dover at their 48-yard line. Judkins will roll right. Good time. Fires on the run and incomplete, as the pass goes out of bounds along the right sideline, looking that time for Cale Oswald, 2nd and 10.
Yeah, just a bit of an inaccurate throw that time from Junkins, and kind of a risky throw there, too. Kind of in double coverage there. It looks like, I think, Talbot had a chance to maybe even make a play on it that time.
2nd down and 10 now for the Tornadoes at their 48-yard line. 10-20, opening quarter, opening possession. And he will throw again. Nope, this time he'll keep it. 45 midfield, breaks one tackle, 40, still on his feet, takes it deep into Granville territory, all the way down to the 37-yard line.
Yeah, that was just a designed quarterback run, bit of a quarterback draw that time. And Kirby did have a chance to make a play there to stop that for a minimal gain, but you're just seeing, I think, an athlete at the quarterback position that Granville isn't used to seeing so far this year, as Judkins able to make multiple defenders miss there and pick up the first down.
To the Granville 37, 1st and 10, Dover. Judkins, and it's an inside handoff and getting to the 35, but breaking more tackles. 30, 25, 20. This could be a house call, and it will be for Justice Hughes, 37 yards out, breaking about 4 tackles, and Dover wasting no time, dodging it right down the field and to the house for 6.
Wow, I mean, talk about just a huge opening statement here from Dover, but really just uncharacteristic poor tackling out of the Blue Aces, specifically on that play. Just multiple guys had a chance to bring them down there, but nobody wrapping up and nobody coming and, you know, helping their fellow teammates, you know, when somebody does slow the ball carrier down.
Jameson Marlatt on for the extra point. It's on the way, and it is no good. 9:38 remains first quarter, 6-0 Dover. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Do you come home to find your trash thrown all over the ground, driveway, or yard? Or are you just tired of paying too much just to get rid of your trash? Call Shackelford's Disposal today, offering a weekly residential trash service at honest and fair pricing. Shackelford's also offers commercial and dumpster services for your weekend and construction projects. So call Shackelford's Disposal at 740-366-0001, where you get the real deal.
Tank top, sweater, raincoat, snow parka. Which was it this morning when you left home? Hi, Chase Houston of Houston Plumbing and Heating. Ohio weather isn't predictable, but one thing sure is, York and Houston. For comfort you can count on year-round, call us today for a free estimate on an energy-efficient York heating and cooling system. When the temperature outside is up and down, York and Houston Plumbing and Heating will keep your inside cozy and comfy. Call us today at 740-763-3961. One call does it all. Ohio license number 25394.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Lickey Memorial Health Systems on Kate 98.7.
Dover strikes first and takes a 6-0 lead, and the kickoff returned by Jack Yeager, but he will only get to the 14-yard line, so that's where Granville will have their opening possession of this playoff game. Six plays, 80 yards for the Tornadoes, capped off by a 37-yard touchdown scamper by Justice Hughes.
Yeah, very impressive opening drive there. It looked like Granville had a chance to get off the field there on the third play of the drive, forcing a three and out. But ever since they were able to complete that pass across the middle, they were just able to just run it right down the field. So now you're in a situation for Granville you were trying to stay out of, putting your young quarterback out there, first-time starter, you know, trailing in his first game.
Jackson McMillan, and it's a busted play as he will keep it and actually get some positive yardage. I think he was going to hand it off to Theo Talbot, but Talbot slipped, so Jackson did the smart thing and kept it and tried to make something happen.
Yeah, just a miscue there on first down, but, you know, fortunate it didn't go for a loss or no game. You're still able to scrape out about 2 yards there, so not the worst thing in the world to happen, but you just need to get everybody on sync. Seems like, you know, maybe this whole Granville team is just a little out of sync here to start this one.
Second down and 8 from the 16. Jackson to throw and fires it out to Yeager. So first pass, a nice safe pass, and gets some positive yards and makes it third and manageable with a pickup of about 4 on that pass play.
Yeah, solid play there on second down. You know, and that's what you need to do here, I think, with McMillan, is just ease him in, build that confidence up as this game goes along. Short completions, get him passes that make him feel good about himself. And then, like you said, making it third and manageable here. That's big. Playbook's wide open. You can do multiple things here. But I feel like you do really need to pick this up. You'd hate to go three and out, give the ball right back to Dover, who drove down the field effortlessly.
Official stop play on this 3rd and 3. Noble Terrible had to come out. I don't know if he has an issue with one of his shoes, but he's going to miss this important 3rd down play, unfortunately. And so we will have 3 bats along with McMillan in the backfield here. 2 to his left shoulder, and Talbot is behind him on this 3rd and 3. And here's the handoff, and it's not a good handoff, and Talbot will be hit behind the line of scrimmage. So 2 attempted handoffs, 1 fails miserably, and that one didn't look too good either, and it's 4th down, and they will have to punt.
Yeah, unfortunately, just the inexperience and the lack of chemistry is really showing there on that first drive out of McMillan and Talbot. Just, they're not on the same page, and, you know, it's hard to blame them. They've only been practicing together for, less than a week.
Yeah.
So you just got to hope for Granville, you know, get it out of your system on that first drive and get back to it on the next one.
What a punt by Bodie Shopes, all the way back to the 33-yard line and no return as Yeager gets down there and makes an outstanding play. We should also mention that, and I did not see, and I apologize, that there's also the center for Granville is out today as well, and we'll have to get who is replacing him. So you've got a whole change right there at the offensive start with the center and quarterback, and you just kind of wonder, again, 1 week is not a lot of time to get ready for a playoff game when you have to have those type of changes. So here comes Dover, up 6-0 with 7:52 remaining in this opening quarter. Judkins will keep it, going to the right side. He's got a lot of running room. 40, up to the 45, spins away to midfield, and a huge pickup of at least 17 yards. The dual threat is doing it on both sides right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Just another quarterback keep that time, and you can tell Judkins has a lot of confidence right now. His offense has a lot of confidence coming off that touchdown drive. Another big pickup there on first down. This Greenville defense needs to try to make a stand here, try to force them to, you know, make a fourth down decision or punt the football here and try to just calm this offense down, because they're just kind of, they're hitting on all cylinders right now. It seems like they can't be stopped.
They're kind of like a whirlwind. I had to. Here's a screen, and Dover picking up about 4 yards on the screen pass. Judkins to Hughes, who had the 37-yard touchdown run. 4 yards, and it will be at the Granville 45, 2nd and 6.
Yeah, solid gain there on first down. About 4 yards. Keeps the playbook open here for Dover.
6:45, first quarter. 6-0 Dover. Second possession of this first quarter. Judkins in the gun. Back to throw, looking deep. He's got pressure, eludes one man, fires, and the catch made, but nothing doing as back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. Talbot comes up and makes a nice stop. They're going to give him forward progress of a yard, which I don't think they should have, but nevertheless, it'll be a third down and 5 from the 44.
Yeah, that was a really good open field tackle that time by Talbot. He doesn't make that. That's another first down and more. So that's a good job right there by Talbot. But
how big is this play?
Yeah, this is a big third down. I was just about to say here, this is probably four down territory, I'd say, for Dover, unless they, you know, take a big loss.
Trips to the near side, to the far side on this third down. Wonder if Judkins will keep it here. Nope, he's going to throw it. And nearly a one-handed catch by Clark. The pass a little bit behind him and a little bit too far. He was wide open, though.
Yep.
If that pass is on the money, look out.
Yeah, Blue Aces caught a big break that time. Just wasn't quite ready for the pass, and it does appear Dover is going to send the punting unit out.
So the defense comes up big, and we'll see what happens on this punt. Got to be wary of a fake around this area of the field as well. Here's the snap, and it's bobbled. He is able to get it away, though, and will spin it inside, I think, the 15-yard line. It goes out of bounds. We'll see where they mark it. He's going to mark it at the 18, 19. He's still coming. 20.
No.
Keep coming. 23, 24. Holy cow, Garrett. All the way to the 25.
Yeah, it looked like he was slowing down, but he kept going down there. So Granville will be a decent field position here, not as poorly as we thought initially. But we just need to, I think, see just some clean handoffs. I mean, that's the big thing, because obviously hand the ball off is going to be a big point of emphasis here tonight. And so far, your two attempts have looked rough.
5:40, first quarter, 6-0 Dover, Granville's second possession. Here's the handoff to Talbot. That was clean, and he'll get about a yard on first down. 14th playoff appearance for the Blue Aces, an overall record of 9-13, but 7 of those playoff wins have come in the last 3 years. So they've had tremendous success winning a lot of playoff games here at home at Water J. Hodges Stadium. For Dover, an overall record of 20-25 in their playoff runs. They did make the semis back in 2012. Second down and 8 from the 27. Trips to the near side. Terabu by his lonesome on the far side. play comes in for Jackson. Caden Rosenthal is in the backfield, but some miscommunication, and looks like Granville will have to call a timeout. Again, that doesn't surprise me either, with all the changes having to come in on this 1 week to get ready for the postseason.
Right, yeah, that's just, unfortunately, yeah, just the inexperience there. And then also, too, it looked like they had a play change come in a little bit late from the sideline. So pairing that up with an inexperienced quarterback, yeah, you're kind of just asking for a, you know, delay game. But it looks like Granville did get the timeout in time.
Dan Ift is in his 30th year at Dover, has had a tremendous run, and there is some talk that maybe this is the swan song for Coach Ift. We'll have to wait and see, but 30 years at Dover, he's really made that program into one of the staples in the state of Ohio.
Absolutely.
So second down and 8 after the timeout by Granville. And again, it still trips here to the near side, and it's an inside handoff. And that's Rosenthal with a couple more yards. So it's going to be third down and about 6 to go.
Yeah, I mean, you're able to make this a little bit more manageable here for Granville, but probably still going to have to look to pass the football here, maybe some sort of screen or, you know, a little short out route here.
Third down. McMillan to throw. Rolls out, looking, scrambling, in trouble. And now we'll take it across the 30 to the 33, but I think he'll be a couple of yards shy of the first down. Might have been a little hesitant to let that one go.
Yeah, it looked like it. The windows to throw that in were tight. Good job by those Dover defenders. They matched up well. And, yeah, I think it's just, you know, the young quarterback doesn't want to make a mistake early in the game, right? Hasn't been the best start for him here so far. Decided to run with it. I like the decision. Just was a few yards short, though, picking up the first down.
It's fourth and a long one. Granville set to punt. Shopes will get it away. Another good high kick and a fair catch called for and made. Oh, and then a Blue Ace runs into the returner. And that will be a penalty against Granville, unfortunately. So they will have excellent field position on possession number 3.
Yeah, it's just a mental mistake you can't do. Was a good punt initially. Would have been set up, what, about the
27?
But after a 15-yard penalty, it will help out this Dover offense quite a bit.
So it's a personal foul, catch interference, or at least that's what they used to call it back in the day. I don't know what they call it now. Running into the returner.
I guess.
Doing something you shouldn't do. I don't
personal
know.
Personal foul.
So it'll be at the 42. So Dover will have it there with 3:29 left, first quarter, leading 6-0. And here's a handoff and going nowhere. Actually, should be a loss on that play. So Granville stuffs the run on first down.
Yeah, for the most part here in this first quarter, whenever it's just a direct back give, besides that one big touchdown run, Granville's defense has done a good job of stopping that, stuffing that. It's just, I think, you know, they're just setting that up, you know, that read option up for when Judkins does eventually pull it. To break off a big one. We saw Watkins do something similar earlier in the year where they did it, break off a big quarterback run.
Loss of 1, second and 13. And here is, actually this is the running back into Wildcat formation and getting the first down and breaking two tackles and still going all the way inside the 35 to the 30-yard line. A tremendous run that time by Daylon Clark, who just would not be denied.
Yeah, just Granville defenders just bouncing off him. It was like he was just spinning off of those tackles one by one by one. Finally took about 3 Blue Aces to bring him down. And if that's what's going to have to be, you know, your job as a defender then, you just need to stand him up and wait for some other guys to come help you bring him down, because he's had some really big success of just yards after contact so far here tonight.
29 yards on that run. Here's a quick out to the wide receiver, and making the play is Talbot once again. The catch is made, but no gain, and the receiver is still down after taking that hit from Theo.
Yeah, Theo kind of hit him with the spear right there, and I think that was just a mistake that time from Judkins. He just, that pass has to come out really fast, more like a bullet pass. That one kind of stayed in the air too long, a little bit too much of a hang time. Allowed Talbot to read that play. He already seemed like Talbot already knew what was coming, and then the extra hang time on the ball was just too much, and the receiver was basically defenseless.
He read that well. It's going to be a one-yard loss. Hopefully just the wind knocked out of him as he remains down on the field at the moment. And the medical staff's taking a look at him. Of course, all the playoff games in the Buckeye State tonight, divisions 1 through 7. And we'll have the T100 High School Football Scoreboard Show for you, 9 to 11, with Mark Bruce and Lee Waller tonight on T100. They'll get you updated on all the scores and looking at the pairings for next week in Region 12. That's the T100 High School Football Scoreboard Show, 9 to 11 on our sister station T100. It was Justice Hughes who was shaken up but was able to walk over to the Dover sideline on his own power, so hopefully he'll be okay. So second down, actually they're going to say that was a loss of 2 on that pass play. Second down and 12, 2 minutes to play in this first quarter, 6-0 Dover. Second and 12 at the Granville 33. Judkins to throw. Looking, fires, and a call is dropped that time by Cale Oswald. Little bit of a low throw, but probably should have been caught, and now it's third and long.
Yeah, despite the drop pass that time, though, Dover, you mentioned, gave up 8 sacks last week. So far, the pass protection does seem to be doing a lot better job so far here, in the first quarter at least here, for the Crimson Tornadoes.
Third and 12 from the Granville 33 as the Blue Aces fans come to life. And we should have motion against Dover. So that'll push it back 5 more yards and make it third and 17. With 1:43 remaining first quarter.
Yeah, that's a killer penalty in a situation like that. Already makes a hard third down situation even harder. And then, two, if you were thinking about going for it there on fourth down, it puts a little bit more thought in the back of your mind here. So, I mean, depending on what happens here on third down, you know, if you're going to pick up around, I'd say 9-10 yards, that probably puts you in a four down situation.
We'll see what happens. Third and 17. Judkins to throw, looking deep over the middle, and it's almost intercepted, knocked away at the last minute. Luke Bossy knocks it away, and now it's fourth down. You'd think they would punt, but I'm seeing the offense stay out here, so it's four down territory no matter what.
I guess it's an interesting part of the field, but with how Granville's offense has been looking, I wouldn't really want to give anything to them to kind of jumpstart it, you know, or give any momentum to Granville.
Well, now he's taking a couple more steps back. Is this a quick kick? And it is. End over end that will be fielded, and Bossy will be hit right at the 12-yard line. So that probably works out well for Dover.
Yeah, that's the right call there. Yeah, set this Granville offense up deep. You know, like you said, don't jumpstart an offense that's been struggling really bad here so far to start this game. So, nice decision there. Just kind of do the quick kick, and we'll see if this Granville offense can start to get things clicking here.
Minute 35, first quarter. 6-0, Dover leads it. Playoff matchup here. Blue Aces have had it a couple of times, have not yet gotten a first down. Jackson McMillan, the sophomore quarterback, in for Beckett Lawn, who was disqualified in Week 10 against Mount Vernon. First and 10 at the 12. Here's a pitch to Talbot, and Dover is in there, and not much running room again. So while they may have not had a lot of film on McMillan, they also know, hey, if he hasn't played that much, they're going to run, and they're loading up the box right now.
Yeah, that's the problem that Granville's run into is just, yeah, they know Granville wants to run the ball. That's their point of emphasis. That's what they're going to primarily want to do here tonight. And so far, Granville's not been able to do really have any success on the ground.
And a bad snap. McMillan will have to fall on it inside the 5-yard line, and that will make it third and long. Looked like it might have been a little bit of a low snap, and it went off his fingertips, and it'll be third down and about 19.
Yeah, and that's this is an experience that time come from the center. And it's on full display right now here for Granville. This offense is just completely out of sync, and they're just unable to just really get a sequence of plays off here cleanly and just as designed to see if they even can work out.
Back to the 3-yard line. McMillan is in the end zone. He will hand it off to Talbot, and not much going on there. Theo was able to push forward to about the 8-yard line, but it'll be fourth and long, and Dover should have good field position when we return to start the second quarter. One quarter in the books here at Walter J. Hodges Stadium. 6-0 Dover. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Hey folks, Jeff Ward from the Toy Store in Thornville. If you're in the market for a side-by-side, four-wheeler, mower, or KO dirt bike, look no further than the Toy Store. We are your local Polaris, Spartan mower, and KO dealer with a top-notch service department and all your OEM and aftermarket part needs. Do yourself a favor and come see the best when it comes to your off-road needs. We strive for the greatest customer service experience and satisfaction after the sale. Come be a part of the Toy Store family today.
Attention, veterans and families in the Pataskala area. The Licking County Veterans Service Commission is proud to announce a new way to serve you better. A remote office right in your neighborhood at the BMV in Pataskala is now open. On Tuesdays and Wednesdays, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., we are here for you. I'm Adam Reed, a dedicated expert with 7 years of experience at the Licking County Veterans Service Commission, ready to help you with your compensation, pension claims, and solving any other concerns you may have. Reach us today by calling 740-670-5430 at the Licking County Veterans Service Commission.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center and Lashley Tractor Sales, here on Kate 98.7.
Second quarter here at Granville. Dover leads at 6-0, and Granville has to punt from their own end zone. See if Bodie Shopes can get another boomer here. Gets the snap, no pressure. Gets it away. Again, it's just a good high kick, and it'll be fielded at about the 49-yard line of Granville. So while Dover got the opening possession and did score, they have kind of shot themselves in the foot a little bit. They probably think they should have at least one more score on the board here. So you look at this opening possession of the second quarter, I think it's crucial. And actually, they're going to mark that ball at midfield, so we'll see what Dover does here.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Dover's looked like the better team so far in this game on both sides of the ball. And yeah, just a couple of miscues and drop passes, and this could easily be a 2-score game here for Dover. But, you know, got to give credit, too, to Granville's defense. They've been put in these tough situations now. Dover's been set with good field position. They've been able to, you know, weather the early storm so far.
Judkins looking to keep it, and he will be hit in the backfield and will lose a couple of yards.
Yeah, nice job that time by the defensive line. It was a read option. It didn't matter what Judkins did. If he gave it off or kept it, that play was going for a loss just because from the penetration from the Blue Aces defense.
And in there was Caden Rosenthal making a huge hit, so 2-yard loss, and it will be second and 12 now from the Dover 48-yard line. Trips here to the near side, and two wideouts to the far side. Judkins to throw, looking over the middle, catches made, and getting a first down and more. That's Clark once again inside the 35. I guess just finding a soft spot in that zone.
Yeah, I think they're liking the matchup, I think, with Clark, with Kirby kind of on him there, right? And Clark just has more speed than Kirby. It's just that plain and simple. So when he's able to get out of the backfield about 5 yards downfield, I saw kind of Kirby just trailing behind him. So you're going to have to probably find another matchup if Dover continues to exploit that if you're Granville.
18 yards, so it's now at the Granville 34, first and 10. And motion again, I think, on Dover. We'll see. Yep, so they're going to push it back 5 yards. So let me ask you, because I still think he's one of the best athletes on the field, do you decide to move Kirby to up front and try to just put pressure on the quarterback? Because he's going to be quicker than a lineman.
Right, yeah. I mean, you could probably... That probably won't be a bad idea. I think kind of just have him, like, you know, kind of standing up there, like, on the line. But, yeah, I mean, I think when Clark's in the game, you're going to have to put, you know, a defensive back probably on him. He's just too fast for a linebacker to match up against.
First and 15 now at the Granville 38. Judkins steps up, looking deep, nobody open. Now finds Clark again, 35-30, 25-20. He's just shifty enough to make some moves.
Mm-hmm.
And right on cue, he's got another first down.
Yeah, he's quick and elusive in the open field. I think one of the Dover guys was talking to us. He's kind of lightning in a bottle, and we're kind of seeing that, you know. He gets the ball just about 5 yards downfield, but it turns into a 10-yard gain, even though there's three Granville defenders right by him, just because of all the moves that he can make in the open field and just make guys miss.
Right at the red zone, 20-yard line of the Blue Aces. Here comes Dover, already up 6-0 with 9:50 remaining second quarter. Judkins, who's not kept it for a minute, see if he does here. Nope, he's going to hand it off, and that is Hughes, who's back in the game after having the wind knocked out of him. He gets about a yard, making it second down and 9.
Yeah, these inside handoffs, Greenville's done a good job of defending those. Those haven't worked out much for Dover here. Be interesting to see what they do in the red zone here. They might run the Wildcat with Clark in situations like this, or if it becomes, you know, third, fourth, and short, or third, fourth, and goal.
Well, Clark comes back in, but he's going to be split out to the far side, along with a couple of other wideouts on this second and 9. Judkins to throw, steps up. Let's see if he keeps it this time. And nope, he's going to find a man open. He will get into the end zone, but there is a flag on the play. Let's see if this one comes back for a potential hold against Dover, and it will. So instead of going up 12-0, it will be a second and long after the holding call.
I was going to say, that offense line is doing a really good job, giving a lot of time, and I see why right there, because they're going to get called for a hold, so that will set them back and take a little bit of pressure off here of that Granville defense now.
So they will mark it back to the 29. Second and 19 now for the Tornadoes. Can the Blue Aces defense rise to the occasion? Judkins all by himself in the gun. Hughes comes in motion. Judkins, this time he will keep it. 25, and a pretty good pickup, down to the 22. So, third down, and let's see where they marked it officially at. Yep, it will be the 22, and they needed to get to the 12, so third and 10. Third and 12.
Yeah, it's a solid gain right there. Just trying to get some of those penalty yards back, and then...
Got to be four down territory here, I think.
We'll see. I mean, it depends on the confidence level, I think, in your field goal kicker, and then the situation here on fourth down.
Judkins. Again, protection is good. Fires over the middle. Knocked away. Incomplete. That ball was up for grabs. So it is incomplete, so it's a fourth down, and it's fourth down and 12. Now, their kicker did hit a 43-yarder last week. This one would be from 40 yards. Let's see what they decide to do. And it will be a field goal attempt. So probably officially 39 yards for Jamison Marlette, who missed an extra point earlier, but we'll try it from 39. Good snap. Kick on the way. He's got the distance, but he missed it wide left. 8:11 remains, second quarter, 6-0 Dover. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Hi, this is Charlie Burwell from Church Street Floor Covering, and we're happy to welcome back all the high school football players to the field. At Church Street Floor Covering, we support all local athletes and wish them the best of luck this season. If you're looking for flooring that can stand up to whatever your home team throws at it, come see us at Church Street Floor Covering. We've been scoring big points with our customers for over 30 years. Church Street Floor Coverings, across from the Buckeye Valley YMCA. And don't forget to tell them Charlie sent you.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Visit Lashley Tractor Sales in Zanesville, Quaker City, St. Clairsville, and Marietta, or online at LashleyTractor.com.
Now, back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on Kate 98.7.
After the missed field goal by Dover, Granville gets a two-yard pass out to Talbot, and it will be a second down and 8 from their 24-yard line. So Dover had the ball at midfield, drove down to the 22, but misses a 39-yard field goal, so it remains a one-score game in favor of the Tornadoes, 6-0. Here's Talbot on an inside handoff, good push, and he will get close to the 29-yard line and make it about third and one.
Yeah, this is a big third down here. So far, Granville's had three offensive possessions, all three and outs. So just being able to move the ball, pick up a first down, move the chain, just get some confidence in those guys. And two, most importantly, keeping your defense off the field, because it doesn't matter how good your defense is. If you're going three and out, time in and time out, those guys are going to eventually get worn down, and then Dover will be able to score some more points.
Third and one from the Blue Aces, 29-yard line. Talbot hit in the backfield, and the ball is fumbled, and it's recovered by the Tornadoes. So from a third and one to a turnover on the fumble, and the Tornadoes are knocking on the door right away.
Yeah, they just completely demolished that offensive line. They knew what was coming. They won the battle there on third down. The defensive line did. And, yeah, before Talbot really could even realize what was happening, it's already happened. He got drilled and lost the football, and now Dover set up with another prime time opportunity here to put some more points on the board, basically picking up right where they left off previously on the missed field goal.
And I think it was Clark in there who made that hit, which would not surprise me with the speed he has shown on offense. I think he might have just done it on defense. So turnover on the fumble. Here's Dover at the Granville 27. Judkins will hand it off to Hughes. Hughes looking to make a cut. He does at the 25 and will get inside the 25 and a good pickup on first down.
Yeah, and if you're Dover here, I wouldn't just run the football. I mean, I've heard that saying this year. On the opening drive, I mean, well, you had one passing play. And the rest were all runs that were able to put you in the end zone. It seems like when you do drop back and throw, you know, bad things have happened. Penalties, incompletions, almost interceptions. So I just continue to run, try to put this one in the end zone.
And it's Clark on the Wildcat. He's at the 22-yard line. Will be a few yards short of the first down. But it is third and short.
Yeah. There you go. Give it to your
They're going to say first down.
Yeah, give it to your playmaker there, Clark. I mean, he's been the best player on the field here tonight for Dover. And they've been doing a good job of utilizing him. You see him there getting a Wildcat. They're getting it to him in the passing game. They're getting it to him in the running game. You got to continue to do that here, you know, inside the red zone. Because at this point, how Granville's offense is going, how both these teams are, you know, eating time possession up, two scores is a lot.
Judkins will throw it on first and 10 from the 17 over the middle, knocked away and almost again intercepted. We talked about it in the pregame, and the other radio station, Rupp and Dover, talked about it. He's a poor man's Brett Favre. That is a Brett Favre throw right there.
Yeah, you just
into traffic.
Right, and you just got to know the situation too.
Yeah.
You're at the worst, you send your field goal unit out for an easier field goal attempt this time. To make it two-possession game. But once again, I'm just saying, first and 10 with how you run the football. Just run it. Run read option. He's a great runner we're seeing with Jenkins.
He's going to keep it on second down and will get to the 15-yard line. And it's third and 8 from there.
All right. Yeah, I mean, the only problem with that play is you ran it on second down instead of first down, right?
Yep.
Unit 2, it's fine if you run it there on first down, but unfortunately now you're 3rd and 8, so now you kind of are in a passing situation here. You just need to, you know, keep your quarterback's head down, in the game here and be like, all right, just don't turn over it. If it isn't there, run it. Because when he has taken off and run, it's came out for positive yards more times than not.
Big play here. 3rd and 8 from the Blue Aces 15-yard line. Jenkins to throw. Looking. Fires over the middle. Catch made by Clark. And I think it's going to be enough for a first down. He's the MVP right now. Oh, that's an interesting spot. I'm going to put that at the 9. Okay.
He's short.
Yeah, he's definitely short. It's 4th and about 2, and I think Dover will go for it. 4th and 2 from the 9. They've got to get to the 7 and see what they decide. Now, see if Clark goes Wildcat here.
I would either Clark go Wildcat here or have him step in the back with Jenkins and just run a read option type of play here.
4th and 2, and looks like they're going under center, and it's going to be an end around to Clark, but Granville reads it. No, it's going to be a throw, but it's incomplete. Are you kidding me? What a bizarre, bizarre play. Turnover on downs, the defense does it, but I turn to my color commentator and say, what?
All right, that's a play that it's easy on the eyes, right? It looks cool, but it's just, I think, overthinking it in a situation right there, right? 4th and 2, you've basically at least picked up 2 yards every single time you have run the football. I would like to just go basic and just continue to run it there. But, hey, I mean, if that play does work, then we're like, what a play call and whatnot. But in situations like that, 4th and short, you know, nowadays I'm more just old school. Just run it, especially with how Dover has looked running the football.
Great opportunity here for Granville. McMillan to throw. Catch made by Terabu. Will pick up about 4 as they start at their 9-yard line. Pick up to about the 13.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe, want to double check this, Jackson Peltzer was warming up to maybe take over at the center spot. I don't think that's happened yet, but he was working. Yep, he is in there now. So you're looking at now the 3rd different center in the last 2 weeks, basically, for Granville, as he's now in at the center position. 2nd down and 6. Here's Rosenthal. Makes a nice cut, and I think will be enough for a first down up to the 19. It is. So the first down for Granville comes at 3:19 here in quarter number 2.
Yeah, that's a good morale booster right there for the Blue Aces. And looking at, you know, you got 3 minutes, still got plenty of time, and you do receive the second half kickoff if you're Granville. I mean, to be down just 6-0 with how this first half has gone and how your offense has looked is fortunate, but to put this one in the end zone with a chance to take the lead would be huge.
McMillan is looking long, and the pass incomplete was going for Jack Yeager, who got some separation, but the pass a little bit too short in midfield. 2nd down.
Yeah, good play design that time. Just, you know, McMillan taking his first shot of the game. A little bit inaccurate that time, not quite in Yeager's reach. I like the play call, though, trying to get the big shot there after picking up the first down. But just unfortunately, calling that play with Beckett Long and calling that play Jackson McMillan are just two. It's the risk and reward is just completely different here now. Because of McMillan, it's a lot higher risk if you don't complete that pass.
2nd and 10 at the Granville 20 for the Blue Aces. And here's the handoff and just not much running room. And the ball comes out again. Let's see who has it.
He says he's down.
And they're going to say he's down, which is a break for Granville. But it's another loss on the play. Back to the 19, so it'll be 3rd and 11 with 2:50 remaining second quarter. 6-0, Dover leads it.
Yeah, and we're probably going to see if Granville runs. I assume they're probably just going to run it here, try to get Dover to burn a timeout, so they get the ball back for halftime. Because you last thing you need right here for Granville is another turnover here, another turnover deep in your own zone.
Third and 11. McMillan, fake handoff, in trouble. He'll be sacked. Back to the 10-yard line. That is Justice Hughes. And again, Granville will have to punt deep in their own territory with under 2:12 remaining second quarter. Dover not using a timeout right now. They have all three. Kind of surprising, but they're going to let it run for a little bit.
Do they know the 2-minute warning's not in high school football yet?
Not yet.
Yeah, I would have liked a timeout there from Dover.
That surprises me.
Yeah, me too. Because to me, it's far more valuable on defense. You're saving 40 seconds about if you burn one there. So,
Chope's in his end zone. Good snap. And he gets another beautiful high kick. Oh, what a kick. Sends Shy back to his own 40. Takes it up to the 45 midfield. And here comes a flag flying from, I don't even know where that flag came from, but it went high up in the air, way past the line. I wonder if that's going to be a sideline warning against Granville. Because that came from the side judge.
Yeah, that might be it then.
Let's see here. 1:32 remains. See what the infraction is. They're going to think hold it at the 48-yard line. So we will say that's what it was.
Yep.
Good hang time on that flight.
Yeah, almost as much as the punt there, huh?
Well, 6-0 Dover. They've had multiple opportunities. Here comes another one at the Granville 48-yard line with 92 seconds remaining in this first half. Judkins, it's going to be a screen. It's Clark, 45-40, and he will be about 2 yards shy of a first down. Timeout Dover will take one as well. 6-0 Tornadoes lead it. Listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Lickie Memorial Health System's mission to improve the health of the community extends above and beyond providing quality health care services to Licking County residents. We value service and philanthropy and support local organizations that uplift and strengthen the entire community. LMHS is committed to supporting community benefits in arts and culture, housing and economic improvement, youth activities, social service organizations, higher education, and community service.
Tank top, sweater, raincoat, snow parka. Which was it this morning when you left home? Hi, Chase Houston of Houston Plumbing and Heating. Ohio weather isn't predictable, but one thing sure is, York and Houston. For comfort you can count on year-round, call us today for a free estimate on an energy-efficient York heating and cooling system. When the temperature outside is up and down, York and Houston Plumbing and Heating will keep your inside cozy and comfy. Call us today at 740-763-3961. One call does it all. Ohio license number 25394.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Lickie Memorial Health Systems on Kate 98.7.
Second and three, the pass incomplete for Hughes makes it third and three for Dover at the Granville 41-yard line with a minute 17 remaining before halftime. Tornadoes lead this playoff game 6-0. And we've already said it a few times, but this is a mammoth play for Granville if they can hold right here. Third and three at their 41-yard line. See what play comes in here. Junkins late to the huddle. And down to 10 seconds on the play clock. They just break the huddle. Down to five. Junkins ready. Does get it off. He's going to roll out. Looking, looking. Nobody's open. Now fires and catch is made at the 30-yard line. It'll be enough for a first down. Gee, I wonder who it is, Garrett. It might be Dalen Clark.
Yeah, I'd say at this point, got to just double-team him. He's single-handedly burning you here. I mean, he's really the only guy that's been able to do anything against this Granville defense.
Under a minute from the 30. Junkins looking, looking, scrambling, still has it, and now we'll throw it out of bounds. with 50 seconds left, second quarter, second and 10 from the Blue Aces' 30-yard line.
Yeah, and that was just a great job by the secondary there for Granville. They only rushed three that time. They dropped one guy, keeping a spy on Judkins, and when you do that, you just got to basically rely on your secondary to make a play right there, and that's what they did.
So second and 10, trips to the near side, one wide out to the far side for Junkins. And he fumbles the snap, pits it back up at his own 45, sets his feet, and then throws it out of bounds. So now third and 10, 44 seconds left, and you're not in field goal range from here. So we'll see what they decide to do. They've already missed a point after and a 39-yarder, so not sure how much confidence they have at the moment. But this is a third and 10 now.
Yeah, this is it's probably two plays here to try to pick up these 10 yards. And, you just gotta be careful to not let Clark get behind you here in a situation like this. I could see a go route for Clark trying to hit him in the end zone.
Junkins. Back to throw. Pretty good protection. Now looking. He's got a man open. And let's see where they mark it. Going to be out of bounds at the 2-yard line. I think that was Hughes who made the catch. It is 28 yards on 3rd and 10 with 36 seconds remaining in this second quarter. It's 1st and goal, Tornadoes at the 2, and they still got two timeouts left, so they can easily run the ball here if they want to.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they just kind of... They went for a deep shot there. It wasn't Clark, but it still was huge. They were still able to hook up for a huge gain, and now, Dover in primetime position.
Clark in Wildcat, but before he does, timeout called by Granville. Their second timeout with 35 seconds remaining. 6-0 Dover, but they are knocking on the door after a 28-yard throw from Judkins to Hughes. Hughes with the lone touchdown of this ball game, the 37-yarder on the opening possession, and now... The Tornadoes are just 2 yards away from opening this up to a two-score lead. So the Granville defense, which has been exceptional since that opening possession, asked to do it one more time.
It's a tough task to ask them, I mean, especially in a situation like this and just with how much they have been out on the field. You got four plays, to pick up.
What,
4 yards, I'd say? Or 2 yards?
2 yards.
So, Dover can run the ball. They have two timeouts. So, this is going to be tough here for the Blue Aces. You're going to see what they're made of here.
Well, now it looks like Hughes is in the Wildcat, not Clark. Nope, it's going to be Junkins, and he looks to keep it. It is Clark. It is Clark. Because as soon as you see a shifty move, you know it's him.
Yeah.
He takes it in basically untouched from 2 yards out, and it's now... 12-0 Dover probably will go for two here with 28 seconds remaining in the second quarter. So, again, getting a sack on that third down and having Granville having to punt, then you have a 15-yard punt return, and then a 28-yard pass play on third and 10 sets up the 2-yard run by Clark.
Yeah, just Dover's been set up with really good field position basically every single drive.
Yeah.
And Granville's... to be honest, they're fortunate here to be only down 12-0.
12-0. As the two-point conversion goes awry, man was open in the back of the end zone, but the pass falls incomplete. So it's 12-0 Dover. 28 seconds to go before halftime. We'll see what the Blue Aces decide to do here. They only have one timeout as well. Shopes has a big leg. If you can get a couple of pass plays, he might be able to attempt a field goal. But right now, if my memory is correct, which can go either way, one first down in this first half?
Yep. You are correct.
I'm sure that was painful, but glad you were able to say it. But yeah, I still think Granville can look at this half full situation because it easily could be 20-26-0.
Absolutely, yeah, especially with the turnover and just with the field position that you've been giving up and just your offense. Like you said, probably less than 30 total yards of offense, I can say here. And yeah, you're only down 12-0, and you do get the ball to start the second half. So, you know, you are down 12-0. It's been a while, probably, since these guys have felt like this, being down, multiple scores heading into the locker room. But you got to just look ahead to the second half, and this game is still very, very winnable here for Granville.
Yeager brings the kickoff back, but again, good coverage, and what a hit at the 16-yard line. If the Tornadoes were really bent out of shape for losing to their arch rival last week, they got it out of their system on the bus ride home, because they are putting a lick on right now. Hitting, being very physical, and doing what they want. And that kickoff just returned to the 16-yard line. So I'm thinking right here, you take a knee and get to the break.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. No need to try to do anything insane here. I mean, you got 21 seconds and one timeout anyway. So, yeah, I just take a knee, head to the locker room, talk this one over and say, you know, let's get a score here. Let's move the ball to start the third quarter, and then we're right back in this football game.
21 seconds to go. Here's the handoff to Talbot. And Theo looking to make something happen, stays in bounds and gets knocked out of bounds at the 26, and a flag comes in. So it'll be a personal foul, late hit on Dover. That might have been influenced by the crowd just a little bit.
Yeah, you get that home field, right?
You take
it. That's why you
take advantage.
Win your games in the regular season.
That's right. And Granville has won 15 straight here at Walter J. Hodges Stadium, so they know how to get it done. So that will make it the second first down of this first half and put the ball, I would think, at around the 40. Let's see where they officially do it.
Yeah, I mean, now you could.
Yep, 40-yard line.
Yeah. I mean, now you could maybe take a shot.
I think I would.
Yeah.
14 seconds. You've still got the one timeout.
Yeah, and you could do it over the middle or wherever. So I take a shot here on first down. See, you just got to use the eye test, see how it goes, and that will determine what happens there, I'd say, going forward with the rest of the second quarter.
I'd say you need about 30 yards. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Jackson rolling out, looking, fires, and looks like the pass was knocked away. No, they're going to say caught. Caught by Yeager. What an unbelievable catch at midfield. With 8 seconds to go.
Got to spike it here. Or use your timeout. Or did he get out of bounds?
I guess they're saying he got out of bounds.
It must be because the clock's not moving.
No.
Okay, yeah. So, okay, there you go.
So you've got a chance now. 8 seconds at midfield. 12-0 Dover. Blue Ace is trying to get something going here right before half. Waiting for the play to come in.
We got to make sure not to use your timeout here to avoid the delay of game.
No question. Down to 5 seconds. And they get it off. Jackson throwing a dangerous pass, but it's caught. And it will be Terrible. Did they get the timeout? They do, with 1 second remaining.
I was going to say, they almost pulled a Will Howard right there.
So it will be at the 38-yard line. First 10, 10 there, Granville, and it looks like Bodie Schopes is going to try about a 55-yarder.
Well,
why not?
Yeah, I agree. That's, might as well just throw him out there. You have probably better chance hitting this than throwing up a Hail Mary. So,
don't throw that to the Washington Commanders.
But, I mean, if you are able to hit this, I mean, that... Just talk about just a huge shift in momentum, too.
Absolutely.
Heading into the locker room. I mean, it was all set up, too, by that personal foul by Dover, which is, you know, kind of the theme of the game, too, for Dover, just their penalties and them just getting in their own way of why this game isn't more out of reach than what it is. Because, I mean, eye test-wise, you're looking at this, and you'd say easily, yeah, Dover's up, you know, 20 points at least just by looking at it. And no way that... Granville has a chance to cut this down to single digits for halftime here with the long field goal attempt, but some drop passes, you know, some ill-timed penalties, you know, false starts, some personal fouls, and Granville's got a chance to cut this one to 9.
They actually put one more second on there, but this is a 55-yard attempt by Bodie Schopes. McMillan will hold.
He's at the 45. Final play here of the first half. Ready for the snap. I don't think I've ever heard this play so quiet. Here we go. 55 yards. Shopes on the way, and it's blocked. It is blocked. Shy will pick it up at midfield. 45-40, and he's still going. 30, 20, 10, 5. He gets into the end zone for a touchdown. Are you kidding me? On the final play of the first half, it is a blocked field goal attempt, and it goes from potentially 12-3 to 18-0.
Are you speechless?
Yeah, I am. I mean, that's just talk about worst case scenario, your worst nightmare coming to life for Granville. I mean, you're watching that, and you can just hear everybody scream, no, please no, no, get him, no. And
Shy picks it up. He had a 59-yard touchdown pass receiving last week, and that's about a 55-yard blocked field goal return, and it's 18-0. They will try for the point after to make it 19-0 to head to the break. Wow. And here is the snap, kick on the way. That one is good. So we come to halftime. What a change of events. Dover fired up. Granville's going to have to dig deep. They trail at the break, 19-0. We'll recap this first half after a timeout. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Turn your trash into a win with Win Waste Innovations. With Win Waste Innovations as your trash and recycling provider, your garbage will be handled locally, reliably, and sustainably at every step. Building on the legacy of Waste Away and Adkins Disposal, our team in Heath delivers custom waste solutions for homes and businesses across Central Ohio, all backed by 7-day-a-week customer service. Visit win-waste.com or call 1-866-WIN-WASTE. At Madison Collins Stevens, we're proud to cheer for the home team and even more proud to have you on our team. Whether you need insurance for your home, car, or business, we have your back. And because community is important to us, we'll be right there with you cheering on all local teams. Contact us for more information about a policy from Encova Insurance. Call Madison Collins Stevens today, 740-345-2000, 740-345-2000.
Your college experience should be built just for you, supporting everything you value most. That's why Ohio University delivers the high-quality education we're known for right here on our Zanesville campus. Whether you're a full-time student or working full-time, Ohio's affordable, flexible degrees are always in demand in our community and can take you anywhere. Earn a degree in your own backyard on your own terms and move your career and your community forever forward. Learn more at ohio.edu/Zanesville.
Remember Ross Granville Market when it's time to grab your tailgating favorites. Chips, snacks, and deli items. When it comes to game time, it's time for Ross Granville Market. Planning on grilling? Plan on Ross Granville Market for the highest quality meat and produce. Family owned and operated since 1978, they've got what you need for the weekend game or tonight's dinner. 484 South Main Street in Granville or rossgranvillemarket.com.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week. Brought to you by Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center and Lashley Tractor Sales. Here on Kate 98.7.
Halftime, 19-0. Dover leads Granville. Let's pause for station identification. High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week on WCLT, W254-CT Newark, K98.7.
Brian Mays, Garrett Wandle. 19-0, Dover leads Granville in this playoff matchup. Dover got the ball first. on the opening possession, took it right down the field, and a 37-yard touchdown run by Justice Hughes, breaking one, two, three, four tackles before he got to the end zone. Point after was no good, and it was 6-0 Dover. And then the Tornadoes had multiple opportunities to add on to the lead, but the Granville defense making play after play. They do miss a 39-yard field goal, and it remains 6-0 fairly late into the second quarter. But then on a 3rd and 10 from the 30-yard line, Junkins hits Hughes for a 28-yard pass, making it 1st and goal at the 2. Clark takes it in for a 2-yard touchdown. 2-point conversion was no good. It's 12-0. But Granville still had a chance after a short run by Theo Talbot. A personal foul, late hit, put the ball at the 40-yard line. And then a couple of pass plays later, at the 38 with 2 seconds to go, a 55-yard field goal attempt is blocked and returned to the end zone by Dover, and that makes the score 19-0.
Yeah, it's been all Dover, and I mean, the score indicates that, and like you said, it probably could be even more than just 19 points. Granville's offense obviously coming in. We had our concerns. Beckett Long not playing. Starter for the past 2 years. Obviously a big part of this offense. Jackson McMillan having to come in. Less than a week's notice against a very talented Dover team. And he's been having trouble. This whole offense. You know, you're down also your starting center. And it just seems like their offense has been out of sync. I mean, up until that last drive there before halftime, it was pretty lifeless offense. And, you know, 0 for 5 on third down conversions. Their first three drives are all three and outs. And that Granville defense is doing a really good job of keeping them in the game. Despite they had a turnover deep in their own zone, and just setting up Dover with really, really good field position time after time again. But eventually Dover was able to, you know, crack the code, get into the end zone for halftime. It was only 12-0. And we were both saying, you know, how this game's gone, how this first half's gone, Granville, this is a W for them, really. I mean, heading to the locker room, only down 12, with how really poorly that they've performed. And then, hey, chance to tack on 3, cut the lead down, get some momentum back, and then, like I said, I mean, it's your worst nightmare comes true in a play like that. I mean, it gets blocked, and it goes down the field, get down the sideline, and they're able to put 7 more points on the board. But, yeah, we were talking, and we're like, you know, how did Granville not push him out of bounds, tackle him or not? Because I thought at least one or two guys have hands on him. We got down near the 30-yard line. It's just been an uncharacteristic night out of Granville. You know, just usually when these guys get hands on somebody, they bring them down. They're a very good tackling team. We saw it on the opening drive from the Blue Ace defense. Missed tackles. That's what led to the big touchdown run on the opening drive by the Crimson Tornadoes. So, got to give credit, though, to Dover. They came in, you know, obviously the underdog here in a hostile environment, and they are really seizing the moment. They're playing really, really well, and like you said, they could be up even more, really, if they clean up some penalties and just some drop balls and whatnot. But Granville, I mean, they do get the ball to start the second half, but that at last play for halftime, that blocked field goal going for a touchdown, I mean, it is just killer. It really, I feel like, let a lot of air out of the balloon here in this place. And two, just watching this game, just as a fan, you're just like, with how this offense is moving the football, it's going to be tough for Granville, I think, to make a comeback in this game if they give up any more points.
Well, and you just wonder, you know, what is the mindset from a program that is not used to this at all, especially here at home, one to be shut out and to be down 3 scores. I can't fathom the last time that's happened, and it is adversity, and it's a team that really only faced it once this year with Licking Valley, and they were right there at 22-19. This 19-0 feels a lot more than what it is, and one drive can help you get back in the ball game, but it's going to be interesting to see what they need to do. And it doesn't have to be a quick strike on that opening possession. Taking the ball down the field just to make Dover know we're not going away, I think, is going to be crucial.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I think you are going to have to put some points on the board, though, on this opening drive in this third quarter.
I'd say anything from their 40 on that opening possession is four down territory.
Yep. Yeah, I think it's a must score for Granville. Like you said, I believe, last time Granville lost in the stadium was a game we did, right, to Bishop Wyerson back in 2022?
I think that's right.
Yeah, they lost that one 25-24 on a two-point conversion. So we
on
were
a
here
crazy
for,
pass yeah. play at the end, in the corner of the end zone, yeah.
Yeah, so it's been, over 2 years since these fans and the guys on this team have experienced a loss in this stadium. So, and then like you said, I'm interested to see what kind of Granville team comes out of the locker room, because they're used to dominating. They're used to the ones being up 19-0 at halftime. They're not used to being ones down. So it's first time situation for a lot of these guys, all these coaches. So be interesting to see what kind of team comes out here to start the third quarter.
19-0 Dover leads it. Our halftime continues now with Skip Mozick tonight in high school football from the Ohio News Network.
From the Ohio News Network, this is the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Football. Named best sports program in the country by the National Association of State Radio Networks. Tonight in High School Football is presented by Bex Hybrids and by Ohio for Responsible Gambling. Now here's your host, Skip Mozick.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Tonight in High School Football's Halftime Report. Tonight we'll talk about the football playoff formatting, as well as state championships this weekend in cross country and field hockey with OHSAA Executive Director Doug Ute. Doug joins us next on the Ohio News Network.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Taylor Barton from East Clinton High School, for her commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
This year, I was asked to be a captain of my team, which I was very happy to take that position. And really, sports, I just love getting to play with my friends and getting to develop connections and learn more about everyone on my team and about myself.
Taylor is a leader in sports and in FFA.
Beef projects and my breeding projects, and getting to log all that stuff and share it with other people in my community. And so a way for them to learn more about me. But I've also gotten to do some community service things through FFA.
She brings that same spirit to work on the farm.
More people need to know about farming and crop farming, animal farming, meat production, all of that. I think it's such a great part of our society, and we should try to enhance that.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
B&K Drive-Thru in Somerset is the place to go for fuel. Premium snacks like Hunt Brothers Pizza, subs and appetizers, and cold drinks. And you can treat your four-legged friends, too. They carry Primo, Showtime, Sunglow, and Performance Feeds. They also stock Diamond Dog Food. And if that weren't enough, they're your neighborhood Marathon gas station. When it's time to feed your crew or fuel your vehicle, stop by B&K Drive-Thru, 403 East Main Street in Somerset, and follow them on Facebook.
Choosing a used vehicle is all about trust. For 62 years, Eastern Ohio has bought their cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs from Fink's. They sell more pre-owned vehicles than anyone because of their large selection, low prices, and stress-free buying process. Fink's has the vehicle you're looking for, or they will find it for you. Fink's Quality Used Cars. Since 1962, the tradition continues. In South Zanesville and online at finkskqualityautos.com.
Now, back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on K98.7.
This is Tonight in High School Football on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Skip Mozick.
We are presented by Bex Hybrids at Bex. They are and will remain farmers at heart. And welcome back, everyone. Halftime of your game. We are joined this evening for a few minutes by Doug Ute, Commissioner of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. And Doug, we'll get into the football playoffs in just a moment. We know how big football is across the state. You and I had a chance to say hello last Thursday. You mentioned you were heading over to Mercer County last week for the Marion local Coldwater game for the MAC championship. What was that atmosphere like?
Oh, hey, I'll tell you, there's none like it. It's a special game, and my position, I get a chance to travel around the state and watch various games. And week 10, I really like, because there are a lot of rivalry games, but you know, you had to be 5,000 people plus, and you know, I got over there a few hours before the game, so it's just good fun tailgating going on around the stadium, and little kids throwing the football around as their parents eat the hamburgers and drink the Pepsi, and you know, those type of things, and good clean fun inside the gates. Two very good teams, but you know, I've got to compliment the folks from Marion Local and the folks from Coldwater on, you know, having that many people in an event, and with absolutely no problem. Just good, clean football, well officiated. Kids played hard. It was what high school sports is all about, and it was great to see the environment that the kids get to play in.
Well, Doug, as we turn the page to the postseason, you've been very open as to your feelings about why we need to keep this expanded format of the football playoffs that was created a few years back, and why it's a good thing for the teams, even though on paper some might question otherwise, you know, one or two win teams that get in. Why is that?
Yeah, well, you know, a couple reasons. Number one is that, you know, it's really the only sport that not everybody gets in. And I think, you know, we have other sports where we have teams who have losing records playing in the basketball, the baseball, the volleyball, soccer, you know, those things. Everybody gets an opportunity. And, you know, from my years in a school district as a coach and AD, principal, and a superintendent, I've always felt that, you know, kids deserve that opportunity. And when you give kids opportunity, look out and see what they can do. And so, you know, and really I would share this with you. Don't ever confuse a losing record with kids that don't put out an effort and play hard and deserve what everybody else gets. And, you know, I saw that, you know, in my times at in the schools where we've had teams who had losing football records, but those kids still played hard and are deserving of those opportunities. And then the other side of that, Skip, is that it's not going to happen every year. But when I say give kids an opportunity and look out, we had a 16-1.
Mm-hmm.
We have several 15s that have won over the last 4 years. And then the example I bring up to people now is that we had a 12 seed, Springfield, last year, a 12 seed lose in a state championship game to St. Ed's and gave them a game. And 4 years ago, they weren't even in the tournament. And so, you know, it's not going to happen every year where you have those kind of stories, but we have enough of them after 4 years to say, hey, this has been a good thing because as a 16, Milan Edison beat Bellevue 4 years ago. So I think that tells you a lot, too.
Well, Doug, obviously it's a busy time for fall sports championships. You know, tomorrow, cross country and field hockey. You know, just a little bit about those championships as kids vie for state titles in those sports.
Yeah, you know, we're excited about this time of year. And, you know, we've done the tennis and golf already. And then we're at the finals, the final day of the cross country over at Obetz and field hockey at Thomas Worthington. And you know, and it's just, it is just so neat. You know, we'll see hundreds of kids compete tomorrow in cross country, and just to see the excitement they have. And hey, let's face it, Skip, making it to the state finals in field hockey or cross country, that's a big deal. And those are lifelong memories. And these kids work hard, and their parents are committed to, you know, giving them opportunities to get better. And so when they get to this, it's just icing on the cake for everybody involved, and so it's just really neat to see.
Doug Utes, Commissioner of the OHSAA. Doug, we know it's a very busy time of year for you. We appreciate your time tonight, okay?
All right, thanks, Skip. Appreciate you.
And we'll be back on the Ohio News Network.
I'm Ohio Education Association President Scott DeMauro, and on behalf of the OEA's 120,000 members, we're proud to bring you tonight's game. Our members are the public school educators who coach your kids on and off the field because we believe in the potential of every student and their right to a high-quality public education, no exceptions. That's why we will continue to speak in one voice to demand the supports and resources our public schools need because public education matters.
Did you know 38% of Ohio's teenagers have spent money on gambling in video and online games? Items like mystery boxes, skins, and spin to win mimic gambling, putting children at a higher risk of experiencing a gambling disorder as an adult. So get in the know about youth gambling and start the conversation with discussion guides, parent resources, and more at changethegameohio.org. That's changethegameohio.org.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel's Newark office right off the downtown square or online at hummelgrp.com.
How far do you have to go to get expert surgical care? To have access to state-of-the-art minimally invasive technologies? To be treated by top-notch surgeons you can trust? Turns out, you don't have to go far at all, because right here at Knox Community Hospital, we can treat a wide range of conditions, from gallbladder to breast cancer surgeries. And we've assembled a team of expert surgeons who can get you back home sooner than you ever thought possible. Learn more at kch.org.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Linky Memorial Health Systems on KATE 98.7.
This is ONN.
All right, thanks again to OHSAA Commissioner Doug Utes for joining us this evening. Enjoy the second half of your ball game. I'm Skip Mossick on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Football, presented by Bex Hybrids and by Ohio for Responsible Gambling from the Ohio News Network.
Lucart Heating and Cooling has the experience, knowledge, professionalism, and quality service you'd expect from a Lennox Premier dealer. This earned distinction means you receive outstanding installation, maintenance, and service on your home's heating and cooling system from Lucart Heating and Cooling. Visit us online at lucartheating.com to learn more about how we can make your home's air perfect with financing on a new qualifying Lennox system. Ohio License 38151.
A lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment with more reliability and versatility built in, like Kubota BX and L Series compact tractors, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Z Series mowers that deliver a quality cut, and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
Visit Lashley Tractor Sales in Zanesville, Quaker City, St. Clairsville, and Marietta, or online at lashleytractor.com.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center and Lashley Tractor Sales, here on KATE 98.7.
Getting ready for the third quarter to start back here at Granville. Blue Aces trailing the Dover Tornadoes 19-0 in first-round playoff action. Other playoff scores tonight: staying first in Division 3, Region 11, the Licking Valley Panthers, LCL Buckeye Chance, leading Indian Creek 15-0. That game is in the second half. Panthers the fourth seed, and they will take on the winner of Bloom Carroll and Bishop Hartley. Those two teams met a couple of weeks ago, and Hartley won 44-38. Same type of shootout tonight, with Bloom Carroll leading right now 31-27 in the second half. Again, if Valley wins, they would host the winner of that matchup. The winner of this game will take on the winner of Tri-Valley and Carrollton, and right now Tri-Valley, the Scotties, lead that one 28-6. Just the other scores in the region: Watterson, the top seed and a lot of people's pick to win it all, they lead Warren Local 37-0. Jackson and New Philadelphia are tied at 7 in the second half, and Steubenville has a 35-0 lead over Buckeye Valley. Other scores of note will go to LCL teams in Division 4, Region 15. Heath, the 15th seed at unbeaten Indian Valley, the second seed. It's all Indian Valley, 40-0 in the second half there. Also, Division 5, Region 18. Let's get some scores there if we can. Johnstown is trailing Tri-Valley. The score there is 27-6, which Johnny's Tri-Valley must, or Triway must have a heck of a defense to have Johnstown only 6 points.
Yeah, I think the key would be in Johnstown, obviously you need to stop the run. And I think, too, if you're able to get out to like a two-possession lead early, it puts Johnstown in a tough situation. So I suspect something like that happened there.
Liberty Center's the second seed. They're undefeated. They're taking care of Utica tonight, 51-0 in the second half. Northridge played Edison, the top seed, earlier this year, and Edison won 38-0. It's 35-0 that game in the second half. Watkins Memorial came in as the 15th seed in Division One. They trail Pickerington Central. I just told you it was 41-6. How about 62-6 in the second half? And I remember some folks, oh, Pickerington Central 1-2, they're down. Are they? No,
yeah.
They're not. tough one for Licking Heights tonight as well. They had to go to defending Division II champion Maslin Washington, but they're hanging around. It's 21-6. That ball game is in the second half. And the Newark Wildcats on the road at Upper Arlington. Not a lot of people gave them a chance in this one. Second half, it is... The score has been reversed on me, but it's still close. Upper Arlington 14, Newark 12.
Okay.
Hanging around.
They are hanging around. I think, the key is keep hanging around, right?
Yep.
Give yourself a chance, you know, late in the fourth quarter to win the game. Don't let it snowball out of control, because that's what tends to happen teams in the past, but hey, this is a different Newark team this year, obviously. So
doing a great job on the road. So that game is 14-12. Upper Arlington currently leading that one. All the scores that we mentioned, plus more, on the T100 High School Football Scoreboard Show, 9-11 tonight with Mark Bruce and Lee Waller on T100. Our final fall Licking County locker room will be this coming Monday. We'll have Licking Heights, and we're going to be talking wrestling. We're going to talk boys and girls wrestling on Monday, so that'll be entertaining. We hope you can join us either live at Ship Brothers Brewing or right here on Kate 98.7. 6:30 will be the time for the Monday Licking County locker room. The Licking Heights Hornets are who we're going to feature on that Monday evening. Well, I think it's pretty simple. Granville gets the ball here, trailing 19-0. Got to make something happen right away.
Yeah, absolutely. They need to... They need to put it in the end zone here. If they are able to get it to around midfield, I think that, like what you said, it becomes four-down territory. Because this is a must-score in a situation like this. And I was because I was waiting for the right opportunity to bring this up. But Dover hasn't given up more than 28 points in a win. And they haven't scored less than 28 points in a win so far this year. So that's my magic number for them, is 28. Although, based off how this game's going, I don't think that necessarily they even need to hit 28 points. I'd say more like, 20? Another touchdown, like 26, I'd say, would make this one out of reach. But, Granville needs to definitely put some points on the board. And then for Granville, they've scored at least 21 plus in every single game that they have won so far this year. So
there you go.
They will have to at least, I think, do that here tonight if they want to make a comeback.
Granville going right to left, and the kickoff will sail into the end zone for a touchback, which fires up their kicker just a little bit. But they're all fired up at this point. So Dover coming in 7-3, losing in week 10. A lot of people said, what are we going to see here? Is this going to be maybe the final game of Dan Ift after 30 years as head coach of the Tornadoes? Well, right now they're saying we are not done, and we'll see how Granville and Coach Hinton respond. 1st and 10, they will start this third quarter at their 20, trailing 19-0. So again, in case you hadn't heard, Beckett Long disqualified from last week's game against Mount Vernon, not playing tonight. Jackson McMillan, the sophomore quarterback, has been leading the charge so far for the Blue Aces, and he gets the snap on 1st and 10, and here's the handoff to Talbot. And again, Dover's going to say, if you're going to beat us, you're going to probably have to do it through the air. They load it up, and maybe a 1 yard, if that, pickup on 1st down.
Yeah, Granville has made it clear they want to establish that line of scrimmage. They want to run the football, but we haven't been able to see the running attack be as lethal as it's been throughout the season, and that's just due to the fact, you know, you don't really have much of a threat passing the football.
Well, one thing that I think we're both excited to see is Kyle Kirby is now on offense, and he is in motion. They do throw it to Noble Terrible, who does get the catch and picks up about 5 yards. But I think at this point, your best athletes have to be on the field at all times.
Yeah, absolutely. For Dover, it was Dalen Clark in that first half, right? And he got involved a lot, right? He set up basically all their scoring opportunities. And for Granville, it's Kyle Kirby. So we'll see how he gets involved here offensively.
Third and two from the 28-yard line. Terrible is out here, split to the near side. Talbot's in the backfield with McMillan. And Talbot will get it, and I think he got enough. Yep, he got across the 30. That was a hard-earned 2.5 yards right there for Theo.
Absolutely. It was much needed, though. That's actually the first third-down conversion, too, of the night. So Granville picks up their first third-down conversion, pick up their another first down here on their opening drive. And that's just important. Keep the chains rolling here.
Here's the toss to Talbot on the right side. 2 yards at best, 33-yard line. Talbot came in with just over 820 yards rushing, and I think we both felt he had to have a huge game tonight. And Dover felt that same way because they're just loading up and going right after him.
Yeah, they've done a good job. And, from what we heard from some of the Dover radio folks is that this defense was kind of known for giving up big rushing performances. And they must have heard maybe some of the outside noise because they've done a great job here tonight.
Here's Talbot, and the hitting just continues. It looked like that time he might have had a gap, but it got closed very quickly. And they will give forward progress to just shy of the 35, but it's going to be about third and long six here.
Yeah, it's going to be tough here to necessarily just run the football here. It depends if you want to go for it on fourth down this close to your field. Maybe you're going to draw a play if you're going to run.
Third and six, McMillan to throw. He is looking deep, and that pass will be intercepted by the Tornadoes inside the 30-yard line. That is Cooper Connor who intercepts the pass, second turnover of the night, and he was just kind of waiting back there for that throw.
Yeah, I mean, he's just kind of trying to force it there, right, because you kind of can't help but kind of feel, was there a flag or?
Officials stop play. They're pointing to something along the Granville sideline. But not sure what. Now they're having more of a conversation. But the headlinesman is at the 28-yard line of Dover, so sideline warning against Dover.
Yeah. So each of the teams have a sideline warning now.
Again, I get it, but kids want to have fun along the sidelines for crying out loud. Anyway, moving along, 28-yard line after the turnover, first and 10 Dover. So after getting the first down, trying for the big pass play, but the interception, and here come the Tornadoes trying to put this one potentially out of reach with 9:25 third quarter. Jack Judkins, the quarterback, and he will hand it off to Hughes, who has a big hole. He's at the 35, stiff arms, 40, 45, and that's going to be a nice pickup on first down of about 15 yards. He's got the touchdown run earlier in the ballgame, and he had a nice run right there.
Yeah, that's just been more of what we saw from the first half. It's just running the football very effectively as Dover been. And like I've been stressing to him, don't need to really overcomplicate it here, especially with the lead here in the second half. You just want to burn the clock, dominate time possession, and realistically, like I said, I mean, one more touchdown, I feel like can basically put this one away here as long as you don't make any crucial mistakes or unless Granville finds a huge spark offensively.
First and 10 for Dover at their 43 after the 15 yards. Judkins will keep this one, trying to get to the outside. Flagged on the play. Nice tackle, though, by A.J. Burkle behind the line of scrimmage. So it's going to be a hold on Dover. So do you take this or do you make it second and 13? I think because you need the ball, I'm going second and 13. Because they run another running play. It's going to take some more time because you're already down to 9 minutes in this third quarter.
Yeah, it's a tough call. I wouldn't necessarily hate either one.
Oh, yeah, nobody listens to me. They're untaken.
A 10-yard penalty is hard to pass up.
It is.
It's because, I mean, holding calls, I feel like, are drive killers. You get this holding call, and then you basically your likelihood of them punting goes up a lot. But I also get to what you're saying with, you know, being at 2nd and 13.
Because your clock's running now.
Right.
They're not going to snap this till under 9 minutes. It's 1st and 20. Ball at the 33-yard line. Judkins to throw. Ball's knocked in the air and almost intercepted. Nice job that time by Dylan Lane. Tapped that ball up. And now the clock stops. So, good call taking the holding.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, it kind of just depends what happens. I'd say, yeah, on 2nd and 3rd down now. Well, because, yeah, too, say, hey, you do decline, then it's 3rd and 13, right? So, but, yeah, really no wrong decision, I'd say, in a situation like that. It's just important for Granville to get off the field here, not give up this first down. You know, don't give up these 20 yards to allow Dover to continue to extend the drive.
Second down and 20 from the 33. Judkins, plenty of time. Now scrambles to his right, still looking to throw it, and now fires and tipped away, incomplete. And it's third down. I guess I'm stunned that they've looked to throw the ball these last two plays.
Yeah, it's I get it. You're still trying to be aggressive, but running the ball can still be aggressive.
Oh,
with
yes.
How effective you have been running it. I mean, it's been 5-6 yards a pop. You've had some big runs, too. But, yeah, I mean, Granville's kind of just daring them to throw it. I mean, they're just only rushing three. It looked like they had two really spies. On Judkins there, so.
Well, it's 3rd and 20 from the 33. Judkins, he will look to keep it. 35-40, and we'll get back to about the original line of scrimmage, and it'll be 4th down there for the Tornadoes, and they'll have to kick it away. Well, the score's kind of been all over the place, but what I'm getting now is Newark 15, Upper Arlington 12, with 4 to play in the third quarter.
It is kind of all over the place because how they
we'll go with that one. Right. We'll go with that one. 15-12, yeah, unless we're playing Canadian football late here. 15-12, Cats on top by 3 late in the third quarter. How about those Fighting Franks getting it done?
Yes, sir.
Dover looking to punt it away. And end-over-end kick. And unfortunately, Terriboo had to put his knee down, but he wanted to make sure he caught the ball, so it was a good, safe play. But Granville will take over at their 22 with 7:51 remaining third quarter, and it's 19-0 Dover. Tornadoes lead this one over the Blue Aces. So Granville now trying to get back to hopefully some movement after getting a first down on their last possession.
Yeah, it's just their offense is it's very lifeless right now. I mean, it's under 80 total yards of offense here. I mean, we're almost halfway through the third quarter, so I get trying to, you know, take deep shots here and think you have to get it all back in one play, but you don't. Nope. You're not. So you just need to chip away here. You still have time. As Granville will have to burn a precious time out here.
Yep. 7:51 to go, third quarter. It's 19-0 Dover. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Carpenter's Market in Somerset, proud supporter of all area high school football teams, invites you to stop in and stock up on all the meat, deli, and dairy items you need. They're open 7 days a week and have the best selection of local produce and local beef. While you're in the store, be sure to check out their weekly specials. You'll save real money on their discounted meat boxes. They're the ideal place to stock up for the colder weather to come. Look for Carpenter's Market on Facebook and at 103 South Columbus Street in Somerset.
Hi, this is Adam Reed with the Licking County Veterans Service Commission. Did you serve in the U.S. military? If so, please contact our office. We can provide information and assist you with filing for local, state, and federal veterans benefits, including compensation, non-service-related disability pensions, surviving spouse benefits, health care enrollment, education, emergency financial assistance, and much more. Call 740-670-5430 to schedule an appointment. We are located at 935 Buckeye Avenue in Newark.
Back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on K98.7.
Second down and 10, fumble snap. McMillan was able to get back on it and was able to get back to the line of scrimmage, but it's third and 10. While we were away, did have an incomplete pass, so fumbled snap and put you at third and long, where you just can't be tonight against this Dover defense.
No, and yeah, they've had big trouble here on third down tonight. Just 1 for 6 on third downs, and you need a spark desperately here for Granville. It's the flames burning low here in the stadium. It's the team. It needs a spark to get everybody back into it.
Third and 10. Cousins fires it over the middle. I think that might have been hit a lineman first. They were looking for a screen to Kirby, but it falls incomplete. And now you're kind of seeing the confidence fall a little bit away from McMillan on that. He just kind of shrugged his shoulders and a little despondent.
Yeah, and this situation that you put him in is the last thing that you wanted to do here tonight. You know, you wanted to ease him into the passing game. You know, don't necessarily force it. You'll play a close game, hopefully play with the lead, and it's just been the opposite. You've been playing from behind from the first possession.
Shy takes the punt back to his 32. He's already up to the 45. He's got some wheels. He's across midfield. He'll be into Granville territory. That was a great kick by Bodie, but maybe outkicked the coverage a little bit, and about a 20-yard return. So Dover, they're going to mark it right at midfield. But again, golden opportunity to maybe ice this one with 6:47 left third quarter and leading 19-0.
Yeah, they've been set up at or close to midfield just about every single drive. But this Granville defense has been very, very good. They've only given up 12 points themselves.
Yep.
But, you know, as the game goes on, and I always like to say, you know, no matter how good your defense is, if they're out there, you know, 70% of the game, there's only so much that they can do. They're going to get wore down, and they are going to eventually start to give up big plays.
From midfield, first and 10, Dover. And here's the pitch to Shy, who gets it down close to the first down mark, maybe about 2 yards shy. Give him 8 yards on first down.
Yeah, nice solid gain there on first down. Just a nice little, like a jet touch pass that time from the Crimson Tornadoes. And that's what you need to do here. Most importantly is play clean if you're Dover. The penalties have really killed lots of their drives. It kind of killed that last drive, too, with the holding call. So don't commit any penalties. Continue to run the football, and I think good things will happen for this offense.
Clark now in the Wildcat on second and 2, and he will keep it. And here comes another high flag in.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Yeah, how did you miss it? It'd be enough for a first down, but let's see what the flag is. And it's going to be against Dover. Probably
another
some
one.
Type of motion. Yeah, that came in late. That's going to be after the play. Let's see what they huddle up and discuss here. So there was definitely a motion penalty against Dover, and then that flag came in way after the play was over. It was along the Dover sideline. So we'll see what they decide to call here. They're talking to the Granville group. So we have the original formation. Oh, and it's against Granville. So that will make it a first down. So 5-yard infraction against Dover goes for naught, and unsportsmanlike against Granville will now take it to the 30.
Yeah, so basically it's a 10-yard personal foul in favor of Dover. And, yeah, it's kind of afraid of what we're going to start to see, just the frustration starting to mount here for the Blue Aces. Like you said, guys not used to really, you know, being on the receiving end of games like this here, especially at home.
First and 10 Dover at the Granville 30. And it's Clark keeping it, spins away, breaks one tackle and gets to the 28-yard line. Again, don't let that 7-3 record fool you. Two teams they played are top or two seeds in their regions and unbeaten. And then New Philadelphia, who they lost to last week, right now tied with Jackson in the playoffs. But you never know what sometimes can happen in arch rival games. So it's a pretty good ball club right here, and they're showing it. And they have surprised me with how better they've been up front. I thought that's where Granville would have the edge.
Absolutely, yeah. They've done a good job, I mean, of pass protection and then just opening up lanes for their rushers.
Hughes keeps it on second down and 8 and will get inside the 25 to the 23-yard line, so it'll be third down and 3 as the clock goes inside 4 minutes and 50 seconds in this third quarter. Dover leads it 19 to nothing. That's what our score was at halftime. A couple of touchdown runs, and again, right before halftime, a blocked field goal returned, a scoop and score, gave Dover that three-score advantage and might have just taken the wind out of any sails for Granville. Third and 3. Need a stop here. And it's Hughes, and he gets the first down and more. 15, 10, 5. He leaps to the 2, but there is a flag down on the play. Could be another hold against Dover, and it is. Boy, they have hurt themselves with holding penalties tonight. Third and 3, easily get the first down, but now it'll be third and long.
Yeah.
And out of field goal range.
Yeah, the penalties have been really detrimental here for Dover. That's really, I feel like, the only thing that's keeping Granville in the game. Is just Dover shooting themselves in the foot here with these penalties on offense.
So back to the 33-yard line, so make it 3rd and 13. Here's a little hint. Watch number.
This is a game that he's going to have to learn from, right? And going up against, you know, this Dover team, your first start, with really less than a week of practice, knowing that you're going to be the starter in this game, is only kind of just playing the best hand that you're dealt here, but just good experience for him, but a game that I think in the long run hopefully will benefit him. He'll be able to learn from these interceptions and these mistakes, and just two, being down by a lot, you know, just being on the receiving end, I feel like can benefit him too. Just helping, you know, when he does face adversity, you know, going forward in the future.
Second and 8 after Hughes picked up 2. He gets the handoff again and makes a couple guys miss, and it'll be a third and long for the Tornadoes. Let's pause for station identification. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week on WCLT, W254-CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
Brian Mays, Garrett Wandle from Walter J. Hodges Stadium at Granville High School. Blue Aces trail Dover 26-0 with 8:55 remaining fourth quarter of this opening round of the playoffs. Third and 7 for Dover at their 47-yard line. Juckins will keep it, gets to midfield and across midfield to the 49. He's not really been the dual threat tonight. Hasn't run the ball a lot, but really hasn't needed to as well. They're actually going to push it back to midfield. And 4th and 4 here, I would assume they would punt it and want the Granville offense to go the length of the field, but they have their offense still out there. Unless we're going to do a quick kick again like they did in the first half. Let's see.
I suspect a quick kick, but
now he's taking a couple steps back, so yeah, he will do it. And before he does, he's going to call timeout. We'll take one as well. 8:03 remains fourth quarter. 26-0 Dover on the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
At Husqvarna, we want you to enjoy cutting the grass, and that's why we build easy-to-operate residential zero-turn mowers. Husqvarna Zero Turns provide superior performance and maneuverability, are comfortable to drive, and easy to maintain. They feature powerful engines, durable cutting decks, rugged frames and casters, and ergonomic controls. Everything you need to make the mowing more enjoyable. Learn more about Husqvarna zero-turn mowers at Wright Brothers Power or online at WrightBrothersPower.com.
Did you know your heating and cooling system requires regular maintenance, just like your car? Well, if you didn't, no need to panic. Just call your friendly factory-authorized Bryant dealer, Federal Elite Heating and Cooling, and they can get you set up with a convenient, worry-free annual maintenance plan to fit your needs. A team member will call you when you're due, and it includes some great discounts should you need emergency service or even a new system. Call our friendly staff today at 754-HEAT and let Federal Elite and Bryant do whatever it takes to keep your system in optimal performance and give you peace of mind.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center and Lashley Tractor Sales, here on K98.7.
So Dover calls a timeout. We think they're going to punt. Nope, they fake it and get the first down pass to keep this drive going. I guess when you're a 30-year coach, you can kind of call plays like that, can't you?
Yeah.
And it worked.
It worked.
Six-yard pickup to Colby Bruno, his first catch of the night, so the drive stays alive at the Granville 44 with 7:10 remaining in this fourth quarter, and Dover on their way to the second round of the postseason. Judkins will give it off to Hughes, who gets inside the 40, down to about the 38-yard line.
Yeah, I was just looking, we'll see what happens here. Obviously, still a little bit of the ball left to play here for Granville to put some points on the board. But, yeah, last time that the Blue Aces was shut out was back in the 2021 season against Hamilton-Baden in the semifinals. They lost that one 14-0. But I'm sure you'd have to go way back. And I don't think my phone has the internet connection to find the last time they were shut out in the regular season.
Baden went on to win the state championship that year. And here is Clark. He's at the 30, 25-20, still going. Well, that lightning in the bottle was opened up real early tonight.
Yeah, I'd say he's been the MVP tonight.
Yeah.
And they've done a good job of utilizing him. They recognized that he was the mismatch tonight against this Granville defense, and they've utilized him when they needed to put drive the football down the field, get this team into scoring situations, been a big part of why this team's up big, and why too, yeah, that Judkins hasn't necessarily had to do too much throwing or running the football,
just kind of managing the game.
Yeah.
And here is the handoff to Hughes, who is just shy of the 15-yard line. Under six to play in this fourth quarter. So the Blue Aces will fall to 9-2 to conclude this first year under head coach Heath Hinton. And that's still a tremendous record. 9-2 with your losses to Licking Valley, who's on their way to the second round, and Dover in the postseason. But it just how it's ending, you just feel like that sour taste at the moment.
And I think, too, it's just, I guess, the expectations heading into the season, too. You know, you had another solid playoff run last year, and you kind of felt like it was setting up this year.
And here goes to a touchdown once again. It's Clark. He takes it into the right side, again breaking a couple of tackles, and Clark takes it in, and that makes the score 32-0 with 5:11 left in this fourth quarter. He's a good one.
Yeah, he's an athlete, and he's got some speed to him. He's been their guy, and they're still kind of putting the cherry on top there, giving him a score, but... Yeah, it's this Granville defense, I think. They're demoralized there. Yeah. They're worn down at this point in the game. I mean, I haven't been keeping time to track of possession, unfortunately, this one, but it's been dominated by the Crimson Tornadoes.
Make sure you get that crimson in there.
Yeah.
We had a very interesting conversation about that before tonight's game because
we should change.
Us down here in Central Ohio have always known them just as the Tornadoes, but there's some history and some people wanted to bring it back, so it's back.
Yep.
Even though some folks still decide not to call them the Crimson Tornadoes, even from Dover. 32-0, now have a running clock going as we wait for the extra point, and it's on the way, and it is good. 33-0, it's Dover. We'll take a timeout as you're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on K98.7.
Cheering on your team takes a lot of energy, so when you need to fuel up, either before the game or because you left it all on the field, Bummies on Main is a special place. Licking County's favorite local spot is right around the corner from White Field. It's your home for handcrafted burgers, fresh-cut fries, cold drinks, pizza, salads, and subs. Eat in or carry out. You'll always be treated like a regular at Bummies. Oh, you'll be back. Follow Bummies on Facebook for daily specials. Bummies on Main. Come hungry, leave happy.
Tank top, sweater, raincoat, snow parka. Which was it this morning when you left home? Hi, Chase Houston of Houston Plumbing and Heating. Ohio weather isn't predictable, but one thing sure is, York and Houston. For comfort you can count on year-round, call us today for a free estimate on an energy-efficient York heating and cooling system. When the temperature outside is up and down, York and Houston Plumbing and Heating will keep your inside cozy and comfy. Call us today at 740-763-3961. One call does it all. Ohio license number 25394.
Now, back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on K98.7.
Kickoff return by Granville up to the 30-yard line, so we do have a running clock now with Dover up 33-0. And we've talked about Beckett Lawn unable to play tonight because of being disqualified in Week 10, but Joey Cousins, who came over from Newark Catholic, he's been out for a majority of the year. Terrible was out for a while as well. Culver has been out. Just a lot of injuries. Kyle Kirby is missing time. So just sometimes it just doesn't work out for you. And it's just the injury bug and some other things have bitten Granville this year. And I say that, and yet they still get 9 victories.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, still a good year. And like you said, like we were saying, I mean, just from what we've come to expect, you know, they've had such a good run over the past 3 seasons that you just expect, really, yeah, honestly, a first-round victory. I mean, what, last time they didn't get a playoff win was back when they made it in 2022, I believe, right? So that's the suffering from success type thing. You take it for granted until you don't anymore, right? And I think that's just kind of what Granville is learning here tonight. And like you said, though, too, the injuries, and of course, you know, your starting quarterback being out tonight's game did not help. And obviously, you know, if Beckett Long were to play in this game, it would be different. It'd be a different course, for sure. It'd be a different game, but yeah, this is a tough way for this one to end, just with how the expectations coming in, and two, just the situation heading into this game.
Yep, no question about it. McMillan gets the first down run on 3rd and 7, so Granville will continue to move here with 2:20 remaining in the fourth quarter, and this should be a ton of motivation for the players coming back.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I think, yeah, you're looking, too, at Jackson McMillan, who's likely going to be the guy. You know, he's thrown into adversity right away, right?
Pass falls incomplete.
Yeah, him, and, of course, you got, I'd say, probably your most talented guy coming back, too, for his senior year, Kyle Kirby.
Yep.
Big thing for him is to just try to stay healthy, right? Last year, his season was cut short, and then this year kind of got dinged up and probably still isn't quite 100%. It is hard to be 100%, you know, when it comes to, you know, week 9, 10, 11, and so on, but you'd love to just get a really healthy Kyle Kirby out there, because what we saw from him when he was 100% last year, he is a complete difference maker on both sides of the football. And I'd say, you know, around that, when they play Watkins, around then, that's when I feel like the injury started to happen for Granville. And that's when we kind of saw this team not look quite as good as they were, when we saw them against Johnstown.
Blue Aces moving into Dover territory as the catch made by Yeager. And he will get to the 45 of the Tornadoes, under a minute now remaining in the fourth quarter. Granville trying to get on the scoreboard before this one comes to an end, but it looks like we do have a penalty against Granville, so that will be pushing it back. It's a hold against the Blue Aces, so nullify that first down. And we're down to 30 seconds remaining, and Granville will call a timeout.
Right on cue.
Right at 30 seconds. So timeout called by Coach Hinton and the Blue Aces. Again, Dover now will continue the road trek as they will travel to Tri-Valley next week, as Tri-Valley is rolling over Carrollton now 36-6. Rough night for Licking County, unfortunately. Licking Valley is on their way to the second round. They're taking care of Indian Creek 36-0. They will host the winner, Bloom Carroll, Bishop Hartley. How about this game? Bloom Carroll up 38-35 over Hartley. That one going down to the wire. Licking Heights trailing Maslin 28-6 in Division II, Region 7. Newark now has fallen to final 27-15 to Upper Arlington. Ah. So the Wildcats' great season comes to an end at 7-4. Here's a toss out to Theo Talbot, trying to make a couple of men miss, which he does, but gets up to the 40-yard line, and that might be the final play of the game. So it looks like of the nine teams getting into the postseason, only the Panthers will be able to move on to round two, and we wish them and Coach Boffman the best of luck. That'll do it here from Walter J. Hodges Stadium. The Dover Tornadoes come in, and they just ambushed the Granville Blue Aces tonight by a final score of 33-0. We'll recap it after a timeout as you're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Linden Lighting and Supply strives to be the area's leading provider of lighting and electrical products. When you're building or remodeling, commercial or residential, Linden Lighting and Supply has the fixtures, the fittings, and the materials to get every task completed. And if you need some help, their experts are standing by. They can even arrange home visits to see how your project is coming along. Linden Lighting and Supply, 200 West Monroe Street in Zanesville. LindenLighting.com. Good luck to all the area teams.
Coaches often explain a loss by saying their players failed to protect the quarterback.
What is that?
Protecting your assets is important in life as it is in football. I'm Brett Boyer from Boyer Insurance, and our team is here to provide the coverage for your life's fumbles. So if your zone gets flooded or an employee injures their backfield, you can recover. Stay on the ball with the help of our team at Boyer Insurance in Zanesville and Coshocton, and online at BoyerINS.com.
Trillium Farms, one of the leading egg producers in the country, located near Johnstown, is hiring. If you're looking for a flexible, friendly, team-oriented work environment, we want you on our team. We're hiring maintenance technicians with industrial or agriculture backgrounds. Pay is $22.50 to $30 an hour based on experience with a very competitive benefits package. View our current job openings or apply online at versova.com. VERSOVA.com. Trillium Farms is an equal opportunity employer.
Sometimes we need extra health care help. Pataskala Oaks Care Center is here for you and your loved ones, offering respite short-term care and extended stays. They're family-owned with furnished rooms, social activities, medication management, physical, occupational, and speech therapy available, and a dedicated, compassionate staff. Plus, they're respiratory care experts, too. VA insurance accepted, even for long-term care. Visit PataskalaOaks.com or stop by for a tour. Pataskala Oaks Care Center. Breathe easier.
Hey, this is Chris from Kasep's Auto Body in Granville and Johnstown. One of the really neat things about our business and about our company is we fix some really cool cars. At Kasep's, electric vehicles are nothing new to us. We've been fixing them for years. We've been Tesla certified for a number of years. And we're Lucid and we're Rivian certified as well. So if you drive an electric car, no worries. There's someone here in Licking County that knows how to fix them. Kasep's Auto Body in Granville, Johnstown, and online at k-seps.com.
Kasep's, quality you can trust.
how far do you have to go to get expert surgical care? To have access to state-of-the-art minimally invasive technologies? To be treated by top-notch surgeons you can trust? Turns out, you don't have to go far at all, because right here at Knox Community Hospital, we can treat a wide range of conditions, from gallbladder to breast cancer surgeries. And we've assembled a team of expert surgeons who can get you back home sooner than you ever thought possible. Learn more at kch.org.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Lincoln Memorial Health Systems on KATE 98.7.
Granville's season comes to an end, finishing with a 9-2 record, falling tonight at home in the first round of the postseason to the Dover Tornadoes, 33-0. Dover got the ball first and took it right down the field and got a 37-touchdown run, and then were able to add a couple of scores in the second quarter, a 2-yard touchdown run, and then a blocked field goal scoop and score, which might have just been the difference. It was 18-0. They had a few more touchdowns in the second half and win it by a final of 33-0. It's a team game. Everybody needs to contribute, but you have to wonder the what if Granville would have had their quarterback Beckett Long, who's going to be LCL first team, potential All-Ohio of second or third team, maybe even first team, over 3,000 yards, 31 touchdowns he was responsible for. But it didn't happen, and Granville, not the way they wanted to end, and I'm sure it's stinging right now as they get together in the end zone.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, this game's going to be kind of this whole season, just the what-if factor.
Yeah.
For sure, just with the circumstances that you just described, with your star quarterback unable to go in the first round of the playoffs. But that field goal being blocked and returned for a touchdown, it was a really big play. I mean, you still felt a little bit of life here, heading into the locker room, being down only 12-0. And then block field goal return for a touchdown happened. And that's when you just, like I said, just watching this game just as a fan, you just felt the life kind of drain out of Granville after that, because it's just like an offense that's already been struggling to score all night long. It looks like they aren't going to be able to score many points, and you just give up a touchdown there when you thought you had a potential 3 points heading into the locker room. So it just about a 10-point swing right there in the last 2 seconds of the half, in a game where points were very hard to come by for Granville. But yeah, I mean, it's a very tough end here for Granville, and you just gotta, unfortunately, you just gotta look forward to the next season. You know, Jackson McMillan likely going to be the guy. He'll have a couple guys come back. Obviously, Kyle Kirby, the big one. Jacob Culver, we have one of the receivers come back, but they'll also have a lot to replace too.
Yep.
Both running backs, Rosendahl and also Talbot, will be graduating. But Granville's still definitely in a good spot. I think they're still in a program that's in the right direction. But it's a different feel to the end of the season than what they've had the past couple times. It's hard to explain. It's more, I guess, just like, yeah, it's just a worse feeling, I guess, overall than the losses that they experienced in the postseason. Just the way it happened, I guess, in the circumstances surrounding it, is just what makes it feel off.
Well, when you've lost in the postseason before, you've kind of had your best foot forward. Even though you've had some injuries, the team has battled, and it just didn't seem to happen tonight. It just, I don't know, it was flat a little bit, and I think to see Dover just go down on that first possession and break tackles and use their speed and physicality, I think, took them off their game a little bit, and they just couldn't recover, knowing that they were probably going to be a little bit more hamstrung on offense. And the defense, they did respond after that, but it wasn't enough, and Dover did what they wanted to do. And I think Dover came in ready to play. 3 interceptions. Yes. They said, we're going to make you beat us through the air. We're going to stop the run. And they did everything they wanted to do. It was a good executed game plan tonight by the Tornadoes.
Yeah, absolutely. It was really a masterclass by Dover. I mean, and two, they could have, you know, like you said, it was already 33-0, but it could have been even more. they need to clean up some penalties, and just too, some drop balls and just not being able to capitalize, you know, off the great field position that they had at all in the first half. But they still played a great game. Like you said, I think, yeah, their game plan, they knew what they wanted to do. They got their athletes out in the open field. They kind of tested it out in that first drive. They saw it was going to work. They continued to do so. They knew that Granville defense wasn't going to let them go down and drive the football down the field every single time. They knew Granville was going to run the football. You know, despite not being a great rushing defense all season long, they probably played their best rushing. They probably played their best defensive game here tonight. I believe, yeah, that's their first shutout on the year. So, defensively, so seems like the Crimson Tornadoes peaking at the right time.
Always want to play your best football at the end of the year, and they do that on their way to the second round, taking on Tri-Valley at Tri-Valley next week. We'll wrap up this football game and the season next as you're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Did you know the Energy Cooperative offers custom power outage notifications and updates? Don't be left in the dark. Sign up today in the Smart Hub app. Download it for free on your mobile device or access your account from myenergycoop.com. Smart Hub is always a great way to pay your bill or view your energy use, online or on the app. The latest information is just a click away. The Energy Cooperative is proud to provide our community with energy for what matters most.
Turn your waste into a win. With Win Waste Innovations as your trash and recycling provider, your garbage will be handled locally, reliably, and sustainably at every step. Formerly Waste Away and Atkins Disposal, the Win Waste Innovations team in Heath is dedicated to our community and provides custom solutions for homes and businesses across Central Ohio, all backed by a 7-day-a-week customer service team. Visit win-waste.com or call 1-866-WIN-WASTE.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center and Lashley Tractor Sales, here on Kate 98.7.
T100 High School Football Scoreboard Show underway on T100 with Mark Bruce and Lee Waller. Switch on over to them and get all the scores tonight of round one of the playoffs. And Monday, Licking County Locker Room, Licking Heights will feature them and their wrestling programs, both the boys and girls. Hopefully you can join us at 6:30 p.m. live from Ship Brothers Brewing on Monday evening. Well, my friend, this concludes the fourth season,
yeah.
Hard to believe, but 4 years in the books of high school football, as fun it's always been, and another good season this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Always have a blast doing these games with you. Like I say every year, you know, wish we could take a couple weeks further, but hey, hopefully next year we can get it done.
Let's hope so. Let's hope so. Ethan has done a great job back at the station all season long. Thanks so much for your work and effort. The rookie getting it done, making it the all-rookie team, and CJ has chipped in as well a couple times. We thank both of them, thanking the athletic directors, coaches, everybody who's been involved in another tremendous high school football season here in Licking County. Don't forget Buckeye football tomorrow, as the Buckeyes will defeat Penn State 27-16 per Garrett. That'll do it here from Walter J. Hodges Stadium. Thanks again for listening all season long. Again, your final score, the Dover Tornadoes 33, the Granville Blue Aces nothing. For Garrett Wandel, this is Brian Mays. Have a great Friday evening and weekend, everyone. You've been listening all season long to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
This has been High School Football on Kate 98.7. Tonight's game was brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Lincoln Memorial Health Systems, Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center, Lashley Tractor Sales, Mike's Roofing, and Win Waste Innovations.